participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aight.
Man.
Aight. Not some aight. Aight.
Aight.
All aight.
Right.
Not some aight. All aight. I believe the L on that, though, is silent. I believe it's simply aight.
Hey, I want you to know something, Don.
What, Mike?
If we have to go into the stands, I got your back.
Mike?
Yes, Don.
Pros don't go into the stands.
Right.
Why we never have.
God knows you've helped me back a few times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know.
And vice versa.
That's right.
But you never go into the stands.
Never.
Right. Okay.
No matter what the fan does.
I just was saying, if it happens. If it happens, I'm.
You got my back.
I'll follow you into the stands and hit somebody who's innocent.
I wish I could say the same, Mike.
I'm on my own.
Even though I'm wearing my big yellow headband.
Good.
The answer. Because isn't that what Jackson had on?
Yeah.
He was the guy with the big headband on.
Or was it O'Neill?
Or who knows? Who knows?
May have saved his life.
Let's see. I definitely know which guy Ron Artest is.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that was ripping their shirt off.
Yeah.
And then you had, all of those other great guys that made...
those superhuman beings.
You know, the thing about that fight is this, and I think we're going to have Mark Cuban on today to talk about it.
Okay.
The thing about this basketball fight is...
I'd love to get his take on it.
It's now, it's Monday, and we're making jokes about it, which is fine, because what you should do. But I also wanted to mention just the way that I felt on Saturday when I first saw it,
mm-hmm.
and ESPN hoarded out,
sure.
showing you every possible angle, with everybody getting sucker punched and guys getting stuff thrown on them.
And then there's stupid analysis.
Uh-huh. Even for me, for a guy who generally always enjoys being the pessimist,
yeah.
even I had to look at that and say, at every level, oh, God, this is bad. This is just people at their worst. This is, and I don't want to hear this crap. It's the fans' fault. It's the players' fault. Listen, these are humans behaving like animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of them.
In front of little, bitty, tiny kids.
Yes.
Because they're all jerks. They're all jerks.
Out of control.
They're not all jerks.
No, I mean all of the people that did all the bad stuff, they're just jerks.
And then I got the call on Saturday from my son, very happy that his college was involved in another one.
That's right, with Lou Holtz's last game.
That's right, with the Gamecocks. Where again, you got guys...
And that was a terrible one, too.
At least they weren't fighting with fans, they were just fighting with each other. Just fighting with each other.
Clobbering
and then you had...
What?
The Cincinnati Bengals game.
Well, that was last week.
Yeah, that was, doesn't matter.
That was
so you can't string it together, huh?
That don't count. I don't even know. All I know is that everybody's jumping up and down today and saying, you know, we got to have better security. We got to make sure that we do this. We got to make sure that we do that. You know, it's really a simple rule, don't you think? No matter what happens, you don't jump into the stands.
That the riot doesn't happen unless those guys go into the crowd.
I mean, there's no
the riot. Doesn't happen. You might have something thrown on. You might have a plastic cup, and you know what? You and I,
or a chair.
You and I can speak with.
Oh my God!
Authority on this.
One time in Baltimore,
it happened to us.
Before,
what we do, we got into our car, got out of there.
Before we were beloved as we are now in Baltimore.
Yeah.
When we first started doing the... Rob, we are beloved there. Before we started doing the syndication...
When we were known as the Redskins boys.
Baltimore was our first city. So we go up to Baltimore for the typical jive. Hey, come on up for opening day at...
Opening day, yes, right at the Mile Yard.
Camping Yard.
Right.
And we're at a bar right outside the ballpark.
Across the street.
And we've got a bunch of our listeners there, and they're drunk. But somebody starts screaming, hey, these are the guys that don't do the show from Baltimore. These are the guys from D.C. And that's when all these people started throwing their drinks.
I remember what they said. Redskins suck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Redskins suck. And then a guy, as we were walking out at the end of our broadcast, and we were like up in a second story thing, right? We were like, it was a bar that was, the upstairs was just a little banquet hall up there. And we were looking out the window and talking to people. Mm-hmm. And as we're walking to our car, some joker
threw a picture of martinis at us.
Yeah, threw like a drink.
No, I remember that.
It was a pitcher.
This I remember.
You got hit worse than I did.
A pitcher of martinis. Mm-hmm. And we did not go back. Well, also partly because...
We feared for our lives.
We're cowards.
Yeah.
Let's not forget
the
time that we were in Georgetown, mm-hmm. judging a Halloween costume party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was wearing a Batman suit. Mike was dressed as Lucy.
Or a Barbara Bush.
Either way, you were in heels.
Yes.
And when the guy...
As usual, Buzz, you're right about that.
When the guy at that inside that big McDonald's French fry suit lost...
Right.
Do you remember how pissed he was?
He chased us.
He was drunk, and here are Mike and I...
It was the last costume contest we ever judged.
Yeah. Mike and I, on Halloween night, running through the streets of Georgetown.
I'm horrible. Like, a McDonald's French fry box with just profanity spewing out of his mouth.
You still dream about this.
Chasing us up the street.
I got the best effing costume. What are you doing? Meanwhile... Here, Mike and I, running like two girls.
Running away. With a bunch of, you know, with our, like, support staff, too.
You know,
six people running up the street and being chased by a McDonald's French fry.
If we ever got in a fight,
yeah.
It would be like a fight with those guys in Bridget Jones' Diary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen the new Bridget Jones.
No.
I understand in the first one that Hugh Grant had a fight with a guy and they kind of fought like women.
Oh, sure.
And that went over so big. In the second Bridget Jones...
I've torn my pants.
They've got an even bigger, even more gigantic fight scene. And they're not really doing anything to each other. They're doing that thing where they're just kind of wrestling a little bit, like what Mike's doing here.
Here's the thing, though, and you mentioned our cowardice, which is true. We have the bodies of the fans that were at that game. You see, if you are a huge, well-conditioned, 7-foot-tall athlete, you can run into the stands, and you're going to be at a decided size advantage.
Yes. Mike, we have two people who were there when people threw stuff at us.
Okay.
And that's now, 13 years ago?
It has to be.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that was Slider.
Slider.
That's the name of the...
Still there in Baltimore.
That's a rowdy group.
Here is a Steven, Don and Mike show. Steven.
Yeah, hey, I remember right, I was outside in that crowd before and then after the game. You guys refer to that as Black Monday, don't you?
We did for a while afterward, yes.
It was evil. It was real evil.
I remember before you guys were throwing tubes of some kind of vagicide or something.
Vagisil. Well, that was simply a giveaway item. Mardi Gras style. It was
a promotional item, and everybody was enjoying them.
Mardi Gras style. All right, see you later.
Good luck, guys.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to point out that the memory of that day, the tubes of Vagisil in no way incited the crowd to get angry.
No, okay. If anything, it brought them closer to us.
They were grateful.
Because we were giving away something that the public desperately needed.
It was a few bad apples.
Wanted.
Just a few bad apples.
All right, listen, let's start the show.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, personal bank of the granny.
And I think the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons can agree that these are completely lame groaners.
I'm sure there will be no disagreement on that issue.
What actor can be found on your kitchen counter? Hugh Grant.
There we are.
Hello.
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 I'm still here.
What's the most popular Transylvanian holiday?
Which one?
Thanksgiving. Hello. And we'll have a game in a moment.
Wonderful.
I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Elvin Drysdale.
Hello, Tom Turkey. Who is the number one cartoon character in Seattle?
Who?
Grunge Bob SquarePants.
All right, I like that one.
And one more.
All right.
Oh, and now it's time to vote. Who wrote these? Did these come from the lame prep service, or did these come from Rob Speed Bump?
I'm going to say prep service.
Buzz.
I'll say Rob.
Buzz Girdling. Winner.
Way to go, Rob.
Hello.
Way to go. You've gotten down to their level.
Yes. I'm still Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What reality show is great for PMS and menstrual cramping? American My Doll.
This is the one laughing at his own stuff.
Yeah,
loves
of course
it.
He does.
There he goes. Oh.
Come on, help.
Hey, now.
There it's
go.
All in my show.
Let's get retarded in here.
Come. Don't make me come up there. Don't make me come in the sand.
Everybody, get into it.
Hi there, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. All right, let's get retarded.
Hello.
Hey, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Right there.
Hello.
Jerry.
Hello.
Bert. Let's see, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are... There you go. Crazy door.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been now?
I tell you what's hard.
What's hard?
Is not laughing before they guess. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Scab and all the ships at sea. They're the apples of Rich Eisen's eye.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. That's right. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right. Lord, you don't know because fill a book.
Thank you. It's your Don and Mike show. New episode on this Monday. 112204.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Thank you, Buzz. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Monday. And it's November 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Holiday week.
20-04.
Right.
Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. Not yet, Robbie. And also DC, 202-432-1067.
Get ready for the week of urgency.
Thanksgiving.
Now, don't start giving the finger already.
Sorry, I feel like it. I feel it already.
Wow.
I felt it this weekend.
Mike, this is why those guys climbed into the stands.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you got to take
everybody's in that frame of mind.
Take your chill pill right now.
Doesn't make it right. I have, I think that I notice it on the highways and byways more. It seems like people are already tense leading up to the holiday. People want their holiday, and they want it right now.
Sure, of course. The negotiations with me and my wife are still going on.
Negotiations?
Yeah. Well, the negotiations about... who's going to be there,
uh-huh.
What we're going to eat, what time we're going to pick people up at the airport.
You got a final number yet?
The number is hovering at 15.
15.
The number is now hovering at 15.
Creeping back up. So you've moved into... You've moved into the production number now.
And
you get over 10.
And you should know this, that the absinthe time has been kind of rolled back to 12 noon.
Okay.
But I have support. I have support from family members to keep it at no later than the strike of 12 noon.
That's fair. 12 noon's good. That's a good time to start.
On Thanksgiving Day. Before we start today, and I've got some weekend stuff, including a phone call that I got to make to a very nice guy. Let me start with that before the email. Here's the deal. Saturday night, we go to the movies. The Fried and I went to see this movie Sideways with Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
A guy's incredible. And the guy...
the guy about the wine connoisseur?
Yeah, and the guy who was one of the dumb guys on the show Wings.
Mm-hmm.
I never really liked him, but we go to see this movie, and here's the point. I won't even tell you about our argument about garbage bags that preceded this, because frankly, well, no, I'm going to mention it because it's time that guys stand up like me. If you are like me and your wife loves busting your balls about the smallest things. Here's the deal. Saturday, I get up and I say, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Is there anything you need? She says, oh, yes. Need tall, black garbage bags.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Pretty simple. You go to the store. There's like 8,000 different kind. Mm-hmm. I buy the brand named Glad.
Yes.
Glad trash bags, the black ones.
I like the white ones.
You're overpaying there.
Of course you like the white ones. Yeah. And Mike, I know I'm overpaying.
You got to go to Costco, man.
I was going to Safeway.
Kirkland.
I'm at Safeway.
It's plastic.
Okay, I don't care. Listen, so's the food that I'm buying. The food that I'm buying is all made of plastic. I don't care.
Okay.
You know, everything's prepackaged now. The point is, she gives me one thing to pick up at the store, and I get it.
All right.
I bring it home. Uh-huh. I set it on the table. She comes downstairs, and she says, oh. Is that the best you can do? And I said, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
She said,
squeeze me?
She said, but did you get the smallest possible box of these trash bags? I don't know what it is with you. I asked you to go to the store and get one thing. I didn't say a word.
Good for you.
We were cooking dinner. I went outside. I went out to the grill. I stood out there. I mumbled under my breath.
Good.
Then I came back inside. And
you're supposed to be in bed all weekend. You were supposed to rest. You're not supposed to be fighting over garbage bags, and you're not supposed to be getting up early and going to the grocery store. You're supposed to be lying in bed.
Well, I feel better. Thank you for your concern. So I'm outside, and I'm feeling bad about this because she's ragged on me about this. So I come in, and I say to her something that I picked up in a movie that is so not me. I come in, and I say, listen. I didn't say anything when you said that to me about the trash bags. And I think a lot of the crap that you give me, because a lot of it is, I guess, deserved. I said, but what you did, baby, that was not cool. And she stopped for just a moment.
Watching the 70s show? She's known you long enough to know that that is not your, those aren't your words.
She stopped for a second. She says, what? I said, baby, not cool. And she said, okay, Vinny Barbarino. I'm not sure exactly what the name is that she throws back, but it was Arnold Horshack or something like that. Anyway, I said, okay, regardless of how I'm saying this to you, my point is that I go to the store, I get the bag. You didn't say get the bags in the 100 box. You didn't say get them in the 10 box. I said, I got the biggest box they had.
Did you think that by using different language that you stole from a movie, that it might affect a different change, that she might respond? Well, obviously,
you've done it.
It's worth a try, really.
It
fell flat on its face.
It's something that I've seen said, like, I know in a John Travolta movie or something, oh, not cool, baby. You know, that's just the way of saying, you know, because I call my wife baby all the time anyway. Right. So I said, not cool. She doesn't go for it. I say, you didn't specify to me, get 100 trash bags, get 50 trash. I said, look at the box. It's the biggest box they had, and there are 33 trash bags, large black trash bags. Mm-hmm. If you need more, I'll be glad to go get you more. You didn't tell me how many to get. And don't talk to me like that anymore, like I'm an idiot, when I'm out doing you a favor.
That is not cool.
So,
that's right.
I say all of that, and God damn it if she's not ready. She says, first, if you had given me a chance, I was going to mention from the angle I was sitting at, it looked like a smaller box. I see that you did get a large box of the trash bags.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, okay, it would have been nice if you would have mentioned that. Yeah. And then she said, and also, here's what I'd like to know. Exactly what is the favor that you did for me? I said, well, you asked me, I'm going to the store, and I said, can I pick you up anything? And you said trash bags. And she said, but that's not a favor to me. Garbage is something that everybody in this family makes, and we have to put it into the bags, and that's not a favor. And it was at that point that I just said to her again, baby, not cool.
You're saving her a trip.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
So this was a fight that like went on for 15 minutes on Saturday.
That is not cool.
No, not cool. And
not cool at all.
Finally, I got from her the no apology, where after we'd been freezing each other out for a while,
right.
She came by and she said, "Listen, whatever. If I did anything, you know, that ticked you, I'm sorry."
You know, you ever just take stock and realize how great your life is at home? Think about what you're arguing about. Think about really what you're arguing about. That ain't bad. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, okay.
You're arguing about garbage bags.
So then we go to the... I know, but it just... Now, I thought she's at work. This is her... Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Never mind, I'll pick it up. This is her. I'm not in the mood for this. Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Matt from Dave Price's office. What time do you want him to call in? It's just 5...
Oh, and for whatever reason now, for the rest of this weekend time, I'm going to be branded as Mr. Sourpuss because somehow I started this thing about the trash bags. Even though I've let it go, it's now 8 hours later. We're going to the movies on Saturday night.
You're being cool.
She said, "Hey, be cool, baby.
Be cool."
That's not cool, baby.
That's not cool. I'm going to use it.
So she says, "Let's go see this movie Sideways. I bet you'll like this." Now, you know me. There's a million movies out I'd like to see. And I don't care how dumb they are. National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. I like Nick Cage. I like Jerry Bruckheimer.
The Incredibles.
Want to see it. The Incredibles.
Uh-huh.
Want to see it.
God, I had a guy go crazy. He said it's like one of the best movies he's seen.
I've heard that, too.
Here are the choices that she gave me. Whatever the three worst movies are out right now, and this one, Sideways, was the one that she said, "I bet you end up liking." So I said, "Like, I know one of them, Finding Neverland with Johnny Depp."
Okay.
Yeah, right. I want to go see Johnny Depp play the guy who, like, invents Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Johnny Depp up to here. I don't know about you, but I'm a man.
Johnny Depp is kind of for chicks.
I'm tired of seeing that pretty boy put on his pirate suit.
I'm with you.
And Buzz, I know you're in love with him. How many times have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Well, only twice, and always in a group, a large group of people. But I think he's a good actor.
Now I'm not gonna sidetrack the whole genre of seafaring because I'm watching Master and Commander every time it comes on. I like the seafaring adventure, but Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean is kind of a farcical.
So there was that one. There was another one I can't remember that was even worse than that, and then this one. So I said, "Okay, great. You picked the movie."
And he gave me that look. You didn't like Mutiny on the Bounty?
Mutiny on the Bounty? No. No, I didn't. I don't like any of those gay pirate movies.
They're not gay pirate movies. They're action adventure.
That's they're right. All men on a boat.
Excuse me, they couldn't bring in the Rockettes back in the 1600s.
Right. And you know what I'm
the
saying?
The 1700s.
You know what I'm saying? Men have needs. And after a while on a boat...
They didn't address that in Master and Commander.
Of course they didn't.
They probably should.
Who wants to see that?
Yeah, you're right about that.
So here's my point. Long-winded, albeit, but I'm going to get to the point.
Yes.
After this fight that we had on Saturday, which somehow tainted part of the day, we get it together. We go to the movies to go see Sideways. We went out to the Regal Theater, where there are like 24 different theaters in this mega thing. And because of freaking SpongeBob SquarePants, it has never been as crowded getting into a movie theater.
When did you go? What time did you go?
Our movie started at 7:10. We arrived at 6:40.
On Saturday.
Saturday, a half hour before the movie.
Right.
Now there were separate lines. There was a line if you wanted to buy tickets. There were kids that were crying and screaming outside because the pimply-faced people from the theater were outside saying, 7 o'clock show is sold out, 7:30 show is sold out, 8:30 show is sold out. You've got kids going nuts saying, this is the line to get tickets, which was like one of those Disneyland lines going round and round. They said, two of our computers are down if you wanted to touch screen for this stuff.
It's a shame we didn't take Robert to see it, isn't it?
Yeah.
There would have been bloodshed.
So, here's where I'm going on this. We finally navigate, and because I've already had this fight with Frida, and we're at the theater, I can't say to her, this sucks. I hate these crowds. Let's go. So I've got to put on the good front. And I said, hey, you know what, baby? I'll wait in line here by their little ATM machine, which they only had one operating. You go get in line for the soft drinks. And it's just a freaking zoo, because there are people that are pissed off because they can't get tickets. There are kids that are crying because they can't go see the SpongePants movie.
Right.
And in the middle of all of this, after just craziness, we get the tickets. I'm going into the theater. We've decided at this point now, because the line is so long at the popcorn stand, I'm going to go in. I'm going to get the two seats. So my wife is going to get the stuff and come join us. I'm walking into the theater, and I'm giving the guy my ticket. And I really have just the foulest look on my face. I feel awful about this, because I know I have a scowl on my face.
Okay.
I'm hating life, because it's so crowded, and it smells like people, and, mm-hmm. and too many kids. And the guy takes my ticket and says, Theater 11 to the left.
Uh-huh.
And as I turn the corner, he says, hey, by any chance, do you have a radio show? And I turned and I looked at the guy and I said, yeah, I do. And it's not helped me at all today. This is the worst theater experience I've ever had.
Wow.
What's going on with all these kids? And he said, hey, I just want to tell you, I love the show. Love the show. So I go and I scope out the seat. And this is always very awkward for me. When the theater is packed, as this one was, and you're saving a seat for somebody,
right.
And every 2 seconds somebody comes by and goes, is that seat available?
So was that crowded in that movie?
Yes, it was.
Wow. Odd.
God, you say, how about that seat? No, you can't. So you're turning around all the time looking for, in this case, looking for Frida.
Your person.
So she finally, she sees me, I wave her over, she comes down with the crap, and I say to her, you know, here's the thing. Baby, I feel awful. There was this real nice, like, big, nerdy usher out there who, like, said, you know, do you have a radio show? And,
right.
And I was less than, I think, nice to the guy, and I feel awful about him. And then, this is 5 minutes before the show starts, he comes walking through the theater. And he's going to adjust the air conditioning or whatever.
They do that.
And I said to Frida, oh, there's the guy. There's the guy that I was the jerk with. There's the guy. And he comes over. And I think the guy's going to, you know,
give it to you.
He comes over. Guy says, hey, I just want to say, I really, really love the show. And I want to say that the next time you come, you can see.
He give you, wow.
He's like 50 passes.
A roll of tickets.
Wow. 50 readmission tickets. And now at this point, I'm embarrassed because not only have I, in my estimation, been a jerk to this nice guy when I was coming into the theater.
This is the worst theater ever.
He's coming over and he's giving me free passes and
right.
he's giving me...
Didn't we open that theater?
Yes, we did.
Right.
And anyway, and he gave me the number. He said, here's the number of the box office. What you do is call when you're going to be coming on a crowded night, and we'll make sure there's a door for you to get in, and here are all these free tickets. Now, here's the thing with this very nice guy, whose name is Brian, whose phone number I have here. As he's telling me this,
uh-huh.
he's saying it just a little too loudly.
Yeah.
Right? And all of the people now are looking, because it's a crowded theater.
Uh-huh. He's put a target on you.
They're wondering why this guy is just showering me with this absolutely uncalled for praise. And when he pulls out the tickets, he pulls them out like this. They're on a big string, and it's got to look like, whoa! You know, the guy's given me 100 freaking movies.
Look at how many tickets you have there.
No, I got a lot of them.
Wow.
So I want to call the guy up now and tell him, I'm sorry I was a jerk. I meet so many people when I go out, people who are nice enough to listen to our show.
Right.
They recognize me or they recognize Frida. Yes. Normally, I try not to be the jerk that I am on the radio. But sometimes, like Saturday,
right.
I'm just telling you, it was too much. It was the garbage bags.
Right.
It was the hassle of getting to the theater that everybody deals with, but it was even more zooey than usual. And this poor guy just came up and said, hey, do you do an afternoon radio show?
Caught you at a bad time.
So yeah. I want to call him now. See if this guy, because he gave me his cell phone as well.
Oh, nice.
In case I ever have a problem.
Now, after getting that attention call to you, were you self-conscious maybe about shushing people during the movie if there was talking?
Oh, I couldn't say a word, Buzz.
Of course.
Yeah. And we were loaded with talkers.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't say anything, could
loaded
you?
With them.
Yeah, look at Mr. Free Ticket then.
Yeah.
You speak up. You're the king of the jury.
Tell me to be quiet.
Let's see. I've not called this guy.
Ticket. I'll get his permission to go on the air.
Okay. Don and Mike?
Oh, see, he's listening.
There you go. That's permission.
So that must be permission. We got your permission to put your voice on the air, right?
Yes, sir.
So this is Brian. hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Mike.
It was it was nice meeting you on Saturday, I guess. I don't know if you've been listening to the show.
This is great, though, to get the other side.
Yeah. I wanted to apologize for being a jerk when I walked into the theater. Like I said, it was just too crowded.
Brian, how would you characterize Don's mood on Saturday night?
Abrupt.
Yeah.
He was very abrupt. But it was just a freaking pleasure to have him at our theater. But that was our craziest night in years.
Nice. So it was kind of zooey?
It was. We had that just 1 hour that he came. We had over 1,600 people come through the door.
Wow. Oh my God!
Well, Brian, listen. I really on the air. I don't mind being a jerk, but when I meet somebody in real life, I really don't like to come off as a jerk. And I think that I did. And you were so nice to come over with these free passes and your phone number. And then you can understand. I just felt awkward that the people that were sitting around me were saying, what's going on with this schlub?
I meant to whisper. I was trying to whisper.
You were excited.
I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable because you talk about on the radio that, you're just, kind of...
What a good guy.
So, I'm sorry, I was trying to whisper.
Brian, what was Don's demeanor when you approached him in the auditorium? What was he like then?
He was quiet, but I could tell he was uncomfortable. I had to search for him because it was so crowded.
Yeah.
I saw the look like, oh my gosh, he's looking for me. Well, when see, I recognized no, no. his face.
Did you notice that when I went in the theater, Frida was outside getting the junk to eat. So then when you came back in, she was sitting next to me, and I had said, oh, my God, there's the guy.
Yeah, I noticed you whispered something. I almost walked away. But, I mean, that's the first time I ever saw you, so I wasn't going
Well, look at this. Look at how well it went for you. Look at the good call you made, right?
Well, Brian, I just want to thank you.
You made our night. I went around the rest of the night telling everybody, Don's in our theater, Don's in our theater.
And God.
Because everybody was so, it was so busy, and people are just jerks when it's that busy, and, president company excluded. And
president company, yeah, right.
And it's just, so it was a rough night, and then you came, and we got everybody pumped up, so.
Well,
I tried to wait afterwards so you could give some passes to Rob and Mike and
it's a good thing we didn't hook up afterwards. I think it probably is best that we left it just as we left it. Brian,
what a nice guy
Brian,
this is.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Really?
Seriously, anytime you want to come, just let us know. We'll get you in and you don't have to worry about standing in line or anything.
Listen to this. No more lines because of your friend Brian.
Isn't that something?
That's great.
Brian, thank you. And I'm sorry I was abrupt.
I wish everybody you and I met when we're out there in the mass of humanity, I wish everybody treated us like this.
Your popcorn, your snow caps, calm.
Anyway, you came over.
Not everybody understands the public service you guys provide.
Wow.
And that's the other reason I was getting mad at this guy. He was laying that on me, too.
Well, he means well.
Come on. God, okay.
So.
Anyway, Brian, you were nice enough to give me your phone number. Thank you. Thank you for Saturday night.
Anytime.
Okay, dude.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
People are nice.
Well, not the people in Detroit.
No, not the people I dealt with this weekend.
Right. But there's a guy who was nice to me, and I was a jerk to him. Mm-hmm. Who did you deal with?
This is my girlfriend dealt with at the restaurant, a woman who came up and said that you need to go out with someone your own age who's not fat and ugly.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And then I walked over to her and her friend. I said, that was, you didn't need to say that. I was offended at that. And she and her friend said, oh, like you never offend anybody.
Wow.
So what do you do when you have that? You just kind
well,
of
Mike, here's the
climb
thing.
Into the stand.
This is where you're like Ron.
Yeah, I didn't
staff.
Have that great experience you did. That was my
but
public people thing.
But when you go out and you're in your restaurant,
yes,
you got to be, the charming one.
I was told that by my managing partner.
Right.
Yeah, in no uncertain terms. So I'm modifying my behavior.
You cannot fight with the Patriots.
I know I can't. And I'm really going to try not to. I normally don't have to because everybody there, knows me and they've known me for a long time. But when new people come in,
This broad said this to your girlfriend?
Yes, yeah, her
wow.
feelings. And then, I went over, being kind of chivalrous and all that and was, and then it was like a comment based on what we do.
And, you know, as you know, Don, we like to make the separation of what we do here and what we do in our real life.
I think part of the problem might be that you're serving alcohol.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that that might have something to do with it.
People say
things. I didn't even think of that.
I've told you.
Man, because you know what? Wait a minute. It happened, like, after midnight.
Right.
And the lady that was there, God, now I'm realizing, it appeared that maybe she had been drinking all evening.
Do you think so?
Wow.
That's right.
And then had a nice kind word to my girlfriend on the way out, which I can't repeat on the radio.
Oh, really? What was that? Yes. So there was a follow-up?
Yeah.
What did it start with?
It was something like, get a life, you blanking blank.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet I could win it. It was probably alcohol related. Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, that makes it. Well, you know what? All's forgiven then.
Okay.
No thanks. Look around, Cafe.
No problem. No problem.
That really doesn't happen to me often. It happens to have happened like twice in the last 3 weeks. So it's concentrated, and I'm very, you know, now I'm actually becoming a little skittish.
Nah.
I really am, Rob.
No, come on.
You're right. You know what? Because what you said is that I got to just...
You know what?
Well, Steve, the first person I did, I was just sitting there.
You're like the skipper.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember when Fred and I first got married? We lived in Los Angeles.
Don,
I wanted to go to Alan Hale's restaurant, and the skipper came by, and now he was half in the bag, but boy, was I happy because he came by.
Well, I'm living up to that end of it.
I know, I was happy because the skipper came by to our table and said, "Hi, good evening, how you doing?"
Yeah. Well, The word used was backslapping. That's what I got to do.
Yeah.
Do some backslapping.
Come on.
Try not to...
After all, you're the...
too hard.
You're the nice one. I'm the mean one.
Yeah.
You're the nice one.
Yeah, I wasn't really the nice one that night.
Well,
no. But I have to be, and I promise I'll try to do better.
Okay, well, who knows? That would sound to me like...
I just got it, though.
That bitch deserved it.
No.
Sure she did.
Alcohol.
Did you check? I got time for this. Did you check your CBS.com account today?
I don't have a CBS.com account.
Yes, you do. I bet you just never opened it.
No, I never have.
I bet you do.
Well, I never have opened it. Then I've never.
Right. Let me tell you.
Is that an email at work?
Yes.
Well, doesn't one have to have a computer at work to have an email account at work?
No, you don't.
Access it anyway.
No, you don't.
I don't want a computer.
For instance. Here's what I got today. Everybody got this today.
What did you get? Why don't you share it with me?
This is from CBS Administrator. Yes. Subject, spend the holidays with CBS.
Oh. Spend.
Dear employee.
Mm-hmm.
Always a nice way to start.
Yeah, you always know something good's coming in.
As the holiday season approaches, don't forget that everyone enjoys receiving cool gifts from their favorite CBS shows. Whether they've been naughty or nice this year, you as an employee can select items from popular shows like Survivor, CSI, and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, my.
To receive your 20% employee discount,
used to be 10.
Place the code... I won't repeat it here.
Yes, of course.
On the promotional code box.
So you get 20% off all the merchandise.
No need to wait in long lines. As a CBS employee, make shopping easy. Log on to the store by clicking onto the link. Bonus. Now your CBS discount is also good at the UPN store.
Thank God.
Check out the latest in America's Next Top Model merchandise. Happy holidays from CBS.
Isn't it nice that they're thinking of us?
When they say spend the holidays, they really mean spend.
Spend money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like,
so
it's
thanks.
Not enough that we haven't given you any significant raises here. It's what it is spend the money.
And well, if I buy enough keychains, I almost get it all back.
Absolutely.
And there's one more great email thing that I have to share with you. Spotlight on smartest man, best speller of all time.
Okay.
And his name, he's the best of all time.
Wow.
Of all time. Now, we've talked about this guy on the show before. His name is Steve Johnson.
Yeah. Ah, yes, Steve Johnson.
He's a sales guy. He's a hardhead. And to give you the background on this, if somebody from CBS, who works for the company, sends you an email you have the option on reply of sending it to everybody else in the company that gets email.
Okay.
He sent a reply. He meant to send a note to the program director, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Johnson sent a reply that went to, as far as I can tell, almost 85 people.
Wow.
Oops. Now,
that's terrific.
I only bring this up because he's writing about, let me see, you know JB, James Brown from
yes.
Fox NFL Sunday?
All right.
He's going to have a weekday show on our D.C. station here at WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve Johnson wrote a note to Cameron, an email note, where he said, congratulations, Cameron. How do you think he spelled congratulations?
C-O-N.
Okay.
G-R-A.
Yep.
T-U-L-A-T-I-O-N-S, which would be the correct spelling?
C-O-N. You might want to write this one down, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
C-O-N-G-R-A-D.
I knew he'd use a D.
U-L-A-T-I-O-N-S.
Uh-huh. Congratulations. Congratulations. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And he not only sent it to Cameron, of course, he sent it to 85 other people.
Wow.
Oh, I think
congratulations.
I should call Steve and tell him congratulations.
Sure.
The great email.
Wow.
Steve Johnson.
Or congrats for short.
C-O-N-G-R-A-D-S.
Sure. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hi there, Speller.
You must have the radio on back there. So, Steve. Congrats.
Can't believe I didn't do the spell check.
Congratulations.
How's business, Steve?
It's great.
That's good to hear.
Great. Now Steve knows when he spells a tricky word. Hit spell check.
Tough
on those one word emails.
Man, it's Steve. You know, you can practice your spelling.
How are you busy selling?
While you're tanning.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing that he would make that mistake because in school he got great grats.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
When did you graduate?
has anyone else pointed out this spelling error to you?
Only you guys.
Only us. Okay, well, congratulations on that, Steve.
Don't worry, you can ease into it and you'll improve your spelling gradually.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Steve?
Yes.
Private message from me to you?
Yep.
No one can tell you've been drinking today.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Steve.
Bye. That's a joke.
No one can tell you've been drinking today.
That's funny.
Have you seen his new license plate?
What?
High functioning.
Gotta break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're doing a victory triple. I can't get it. Ow! Ow! Here it comes. It's chicken, chicken, chicken. Yeah!
There you go. Hyperactive poodle.
Yeah.
Mike Show. They have Pouch, Beast on Lips, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, we do. Oh, for everything that is our show, please be going to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
What a store!
Joining us now from the CBS Early Show.
Well, you know it's my favorite part of the website.
And I want to say thank you as a Don and Mike employee offering me 20% off.
Here is Dave Price. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, Dave, as you know, is the weatherman on the CBS Early Show.
And a very funny gentleman.
That's very kind. By the way, who was that shrieking before? I'd like to meet her.
Her name, is it Holly Morris?
Oh, yeah. She is the local feature reporter for the Fox station in D.C.
Really?
And she is like a hyperactive poodle. That this chick's deal is that they send her out in the morning to go milk cows or, change a car's oil. And then at noon she comes back and pretends she's an anchor.
And this particular piece of tape, which we delightfully took completely out of context, We thought it stood on its own quite well.
Well, it certainly does. And now I'm standing on my own.
In actuality, she's, what is she doing? Opening a bottle of champagne?
Yeah.
Something like that, but it sounds totally different.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, do you have a, you have a CBS.com account, right?
Yeah.
So, did you get the great news today from CBS that any CBS items you want to buy, you can get a 20% off?
I am thrilled. I just bought a Guiding Light coffee mug just because it was 20% off.
Right. Oh man, somebody's going to have a nice Christmas.
No, it's going to be incredible.
So, did you get this as well? I mean, I'm trying to figure out if disc jockeys got it, then, and if they sent it to people who were on TV, did you get this too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they sent it to everybody.
Everybody.
I've got to tell you, it was thrilling.
Sure, that's how we felt.
Open that up and know that I can get a Mike Wallace t-shirt now at a discount.
Now,
and I was prepared to pay full price.
That's right.
Here's what we have in common with Dave Price, who's a funny weather guy. Okay, but
very
I mean
fun,
a really funny weather guy. I don't mean that in a put-down way.
No, I appreciate that.
Dave went to Iceland with the first leg of the Amazing Race. And as it turns out, we went to Iceland, too.
What? Yes, we did. Yes.
We did, like, 2 years ago. We had to deal with Iceland Air. And while we had a very good time, and we have nothing but great things to say about Iceland, did you come to the realization, as we did, that 24 hours in Iceland is about like 7 days.
Well, here's what I would say. I was sitting 3 hours next to Harry on the flight over, and that was about enough for me.
So here's the thing when you go to Iceland, and they did on the first adventure of the Amazing Race this year, and Dave and Harry Smith from the CBS show went, you go to the airport, which is nice, which is like going to IKEA.
Totally.
And then it's an hour drive through absolutely butt-scratch Iceland.
Well, they've used the geography there. They've used that the location for science fiction movies.
No, let me just,
it looks like a planet.
I do not believe for a minute we landed on the moon. We just went to Reykjavik.
It really looks that way. I mean, it's amazing. And the reason, Don, I don't think you enjoyed it as much as, and I was going to ask Dave if he got a chance to go with Harry to the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, absolutely. And for a while, I got to tell you, on the approach, I just thought that it was time for Harry to duck in for a shower.
You know, or as I called it, Dave, fecal soup.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Listen,
no.
You are getting into a spa, a sauna.
It is a hot spring.
For people who haven't been, I mean, it's loaded with sulfur. So as a result,
that's what they tell you, Dave.
Yeah, there's this strong scent of
something
sulfur.
Exactly. Right. Post beer syndrome.
But also, Dave, remember, you're in a foreign country.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing if you're going to get into one of these mineral baths with Americans.
Aren't the people beautiful, though?
But you're over there with Europeans.
Oh, I've got to tell you something, though. I would much rather be in the bath with them than in many folks who live in around my block.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I mean, the women in Iceland are the most beautiful women in the world.
Stunning.
I'm not talking about the people who were born in Iceland, who are natural citizens. I'm talking about the people like us, especially the German tourists.
Oh, yes.
Here's what I've learned, though. It's okay. I'd rather be in a spa in Iceland at any time than riding the subway in Paris in August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I went to the Blue Lagoon, I got to hang out with Eskimos.
Did you really?
You remember that, Buzz?
People from Greenland, right?
From Greenland, they were Eskimo type folk, and we were in a little like cave in there.
Yeah, I've got to tell you something though. When I got there, I didn't want to leave the airport. I don't know when you got there if you had the same experience, but they gave out Gravlax samples.
No, we didn't get that.
Oh, they were giving out smoked salmon, lox, and gravlox samples.
No, we didn't get anything.
Oh,
I was very content to just stay there and call that my Iceland experience.
Wow. Okay, all right. Well, hey, let me just ask you, how long has it been since you got back?
We've been back. We went in August.
Has the itching stopped?
Oh, God.
Well, actually, I had itching in some parts of my body before I left, which is what's concerning.
Okay. Well, that was all. I had to ask you about the Amazing Race. Did you do all the same junk that all the people did?
We did everything they did, but they delayed us in doing it so we wouldn't interfere with the other teams. But I will tell you this. Even when we were delayed, sometimes up to 2 hours, we still beat some of their teams.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were unstoppable. After, I will tell you, after the fist fighting subsided, though, between Harry and I, that's when we got our groove.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to bring up something about you, Mr. Weather Forecaster. I was watching last week.
Oh, is this about the Clinton Museum?
Yes, it is. And okay. I believe the correspondent was making a comment about how they'd taken the fabulous tarp or the whatever they called it.
You are very astute, and I thank you in advance.
And you took a bow, and you took full credit for that forecast, and then lo and behold, hours later, I tune in to look at the library dedication, and there is President Clinton looking like a wet poodle.
Yes.
So Dave made a prediction of what?
I didn't see the forecast, but I know that you were taking credit for the fact that they had taken down this tent that they had.
Yeah, I'm part of the right-wing
conspiracy.
I've got to tell you, earlier in the show, I had said that it was going to rain. Then, in the midst of our show, the day before the Clinton, or the morning of the Clinton Library thing, they said they were taking down the tarp because they had heard from Air Force One.
Right.
The following day, I was inconsolable and proud of my forecast. If they can't predict that showers are down the block from Air Force One,
mm-hmm.
we have got some serious issues.
Yes, this is true.
So
let me make this clear. So you are not claiming responsibility for the forecast that had them take down the tent.
No, I am claiming responsibility. See, they should have been, clearly they weren't watching the early show.
And neither was I. I just got that bit of, where you were kind of, I thought you were taking credit.
When you and Harry Smith went to Iceland, did you guys go to any of those great sex clubs?
No, we were performing, and then all of a sudden we had to be whisked out to compete in the rest of the race.
Right. Boy, I tell you.
Let me just tell you something. We had no time to do anything. We got there. We were there for a total of 48 hours. We traveled about 700 miles, just traveling like in circles around Iceland.
Wow.
We stayed in a tent on the top of a glacier.
Oh, so you stayed out there?
Oh yeah!
Wow, no.
You did that. You did that. Just you and Harry Smith alone in a tent.
Yeah, there was a little bit of candlelight.
Yeah. Now, Dave, listen. I'm all for being a good employee, and CBS says to you, you're the weather guy on our national morning show. We want to cross promote the Amazing Race. At some point, when you get over there, when the cameras are off, why don't you say to somebody, "Hey, listen, goddamn it.
I have got a great story for you.
Where is a Marriott?
Hold on. So we get to the air. So they tell us we're doing Amazing Race. And they say, are you completely up to doing it just like, the contestants do? Because it's the only way we're going to send both of you. So we're like, fine, no problem. So we get to the airport in Boston where you connect through to Iceland Air.
Right.
So they give us our tickets. And Harry's like, dude, we're flying coach.
Oh.
He says, I'm 6'4". I'm like, Harry, this is the rules. They said we had to. It would be the rules. I would agree to this if we were going to win $1 million. We're not winning $1 million.
That's right.
I said, Harry, we cannot buy an upgrade. He says, you get up there right now and you beg.
Did you get the upgrade?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Good. All right.
That's a good ending to the story.
Got the upgrade.
That's great.
That's right, buddy.
Also, listen, how would you feel about this for Christmas from the CVS store? If I got you, because I can get 20% off,
right?
The William Peterson personal lubricant.
I like it. I like it. And what it will do to your beard, you would be
sure. I think we all can agree on that.
Yeah.
So, Dave?
Yeah.
Seriously, you've been on this show for, how long have you been on the CBS morning show?
About, 20 months, 18 months.
And how come you're not one of those people that's like doing the Thanksgiving parade?
I am.
Lucky.
You are smoking me. I'm doing the Thanksgiving, but not only.
I know you are.
Thanksgiving parade with Hannah, of course.
I know you are.
And then I am going out.
Because Kevin James is busy.
Let me just tell you something. His brother is doing the crowds, actually, for us.
Oh no.
You mean Gary Valentine?
Gary Valentine. See, you weren't that far off, were you now?
Oh, no, you're right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Vanessa Minnillo is also going to be amongst the crowds.
Well, I certainly, and you're right, I was just playing because I knew you were going to do that. I hope that you are able to bring some of your, really, this guy is funny. Yeah. He's not like Al Roker and not like our friend Tony Perkins.
Mm-hmm. Tony's a great guy.
He is. We love him.
He's funny, too.
Yeah, don't be dissing Tony.
No, I love Tony.
I was talking to my partner, not you, Dave.
Oh, he's, sorry.
I went to school with Tony Perkins. That's
Tony,
really?
Tony's funny in a
Tony graduated.
Yes. Yeah, I'm still in there. I'm in my 20th season.
Tony's funny in a different way, and
right,
I think that Dave Price gets a little more leeway at CBS.
Good, he's right.
To be a little goofier.
Well, I love my job. I genuinely do. I told you guys that when we were talking around hurricane time.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, I love the ability, you know, when there's nothing serious going on, we have enough bad news in the world. So if you can take 30 seconds or 40 seconds, have a good laugh, or have something to talk about at work, why not?
So I'm going to offer a compliment to Dave, really. There are people that do what you do, and you're always aware that that they are aware of the camera. You're one of these guys. I mean, you come by naturally. You really do.
I really appreciate it.
It looks great. It's fun to watch. It is.
And exactly what are you going to be doing with the parade?
If the winds kick up, probably nothing. but we're going to be sitting right on about 43rd Street and Broadway, right above the old WWF theme restaurant.
Right. Oh, yeah. So you guys, the lead hosts?
Yeah.
Oh, so really?
So you're up there, and you just get the, you know, they what they do is you're they the bring the piece of paper, and they said, you know, here's this.
Right, here's the Schmendrick Village Marching Band, Schmendrickstein, Illinois.
Schmendrick.
Well, that is a plea in your cape.
Absolutely.
And now,
love it, and then I'm doing the Rose Bowl Parade with Jan Carl.
You are the parade dude.
I'm telling you, and then hopefully they'll give me the call for the Steuben Parade.
Now, here's what I want to know, because as a dedicated CBS Viacom and Infinity employee, my TVs only get CBS.
Right, and everyone in the house. Yeah.
And I understand that NBC is going to be doing similar coverage, copying CBS.
I heard.
Will you do anything to sabotage Katie Couric and Al Roker?
I wish them the best. Unfortunately, in the event there would be a major power outage in their generator truck, I just want you to know I would find that appalling.
That of course, terrible.
Yeah.
Dave, I know that you lost a lot of weight over the years.
Yeah, 80 pounds.
And wow. You didn't do it the way that Roker did, right?
No, and you know, God bless. Al and I are good friends, and Al did what he needed to do. But what I did about 8 years ago, you know what? Let me tell you this, guys, by the way.
What?
Anyone can lose weight. You can. 99% of people can lose weight. You can do it surgically. You can lose it on a crash diet. You can lose it on a healthy diet. The trick is, though, and the magic and the hardest part, is keeping weight off.
Well, let me just get to the point.
I could not agree more. Joe, is my sandwich here yet?
I am I am in your side. I lost 80-plus pounds for over 2 years and have kept it off. However, I think because you did it the natural way, the way that I did it, too,
right.
I think that whenever you're given the chance, just get a little shot out there, like, hey, I'm Dave Price, the skinny weatherman, the skinny weatherman that did it.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, you know, Joe,
the fair way.
You know what I need at this point?
What?
I need some speaking gigs.
Some speaking gigs? Some
motivational speaking gigs.
Those can be very lucrative, Dave.
Yeah.
For that.
I mean, but here's the funny thing. All kidding aside, though, people look at people on TV or public figures, and they say, oh, you know what, that's great. They have their trainer, and they have their gym, and they have I don't belong to a gym. I don't have a trainer.
So you're not an elitist like Al Roker.
Well,
this is how you need to position yourself.
You're
the everyman, Dave.
That's right.
I walk home. When I can.
Oh.
I walk where I can.
Yeah. Bravo.
Thank you very much. And I buy CBS merchandise at 20 off, not full price ever.
And Mike, how's that sandwich?
Well, it's delicious. I just want to say to Dave,
Yeah.
Congratulations. And it's more willpower than anything else.
Don, Mike, I know you guys were eating Subway sandwiches because Jared was just by.
Fantastic.
All right, Dave, your time is up, but let me just say.
That was so kind.
We're on a schedule. Please watch Dave and Harry Smith, Thanksgiving Day.
You're the best, Dave.
CBS. You guys too, and anytime. I love talking to you guys.
We love having you on. And, and please watch Dave on the CBS Early Show, and that's it. Get out of here.
All right, I'm
going.
You know what? I'm hanging up on you first. Goodbye.
Bye.
Dave Price.
There you go.
He's a
funny guy.
He is a funny guy. I had no idea.
Would you stop it with the eating when we're on the air?
No, I had no idea that he lost 80 pounds. How did you know that? Did you watch him when he was fat?
No. I think he had lost the weight before we started watching him up in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he must have.
Now that makes sense. Because I know you are a big fan. You're really a big fan of his.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is. I don't think Tony ever lost weight. Tony's always been thin.
Didn't need to, yeah.
Tony's been thin as long as I've known him.
Yeah. So really, kudos to you and to Dave.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, weight loss is tough.
Mike, if I could just mention this.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm such a whore. Sizes up to 3XL are available.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Yes. No, I'm sorry, though. I must reiterate that there is no 20% discount for employees.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
No. I mean, if anybody from this show wants to buy a T-shirt,
right,
you'll be paying what the people in Sacramento are paying.
Pay the price. Mm-hmm. Mike, a question for you.
Fire away.
What do college basketball and Denise Richards have in common?
Is this a joke?
No, it's a commercial.
Oh, it's
Playboy,
right?
They both drive guys wild, and they're both featured in the special December issue of Playboy, available on newsstands now.
Huh.
Isn't that nice that now they're junking up the show? When the part of the show when you're supposed to be hearing what allegedly is passing as entertainment,
right,
they're now just kind of sneaky slipping these things in.
Sure. Don't say BS, Donna Mike, but let's advertise Playboy.
Like I'm supposed to just sneak this in as if it comes up in conversation.
Right. I've seen that cover of Playboy magazine, incidentally.
Yeah?
She looks terrific.
Except new and improved Joker products.
Oh, I see. I like her. You don't like women with large mouths.
No. Yes, you're right. I don't.
I was going
to try to think of one woman.
Julia Roberts, I think she's pretty. She's not as pretty. She used to be. Cameron Diaz, I've always liked her. You don't like any?
No.
It's always the Joker mouth.
New and improved Joker products.
I think Denise Richards transcends the Joker mouth.
I do.
She is
absolutely smoking.
You know, she's today's Kathy Ireland.
I agree with that. That's excellent.
That's okay. Keep thinking about what she's doing every night.
Charlie Sheen?
Keep thinking about that.
You slept with Charlie Sheen?
We got a break. We'll be right back every day.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Uh-oh. Looks like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, I'll try it again.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There it is.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Let's see. We have people on the phone here. I want to tell you, tomorrow on the show, we're giving away Beth Ann Pork Chop is so crazy.
What's Pork Chop up to now?
The way she writes stuff. Well,
mm-hmm.
There's a TiVo in your turkey. There's a TiVo in your turkey.
A TiVo in your turkey.
There's not really a TiVo in your turkey.
No.
But we're giving away a TiVo box tomorrow with a 40-hour TiVo hard drive and a one-year package to pay for the whole thing for a year.
Has anybody heard from Murphy since we put the responsibility of getting the pilgrim suit on him?
Absolutely not, Mike.
Of course not.
No. But tomorrow we will be giving away the TiVo with the year-long subscription. Thank you to TiVo. Also, as long as I'm doing this, Rich Eisen will be on the show Wednesday this week, right? It's a holiday week. Talking football. Rich, sponsored by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and the movies you love. This is the theme to The Price is Right.
Yes, the highest rated game show on daytime television.
And we want to welcome Angela and Jeff. Two listeners who recently went, I don't know if they're listeners of the show, but we got their numbers because they recently went on The Price is Right, and they have revelations such as girls can kiss Bob, boys can't kiss Bob. Bob gets around well for his age, but when they hugged him, you could tell he was 80.
Well, he's thin, too, right?
You could feel his bones and his rib cage. Hold on, let's see. It's something about signing paperwork. Let's see, we have Angela and Jeff. Kids, are you there?
Yeah, thanks, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hello.
Jeff,
hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, great. Now, you both went to be on The Price is Right when, in September?
September 23rd. Yeah, it was a Thursday.
And which one of you, now did you both get up on stage?
Well, we both got on stage, but Jeff was actually the grand winner. I just came to give my friend a hug at the end.
So, Jeff, what did you win?
I won a lawnmower, and then I played a game, but that I lost, and then I went to the showcase, and in the showcase I won Skibo, and that included a trailer, and I also won a double door refrigerator and also a stereo system.
Yeah, and my queue off $16,000. It was very tragic.
Oh wow! How did you guys get along with Bob Barker?
Oh, he was great. He was exactly what I was predicting, actually, because I've always wanted to meet him and I thought he was a pretty cool dude. And he was exactly that. He was great. Even during commercial break, he was talking to myself if I was on stage, or he was talking to the entire audience, like, and answering any questions at the audience.
What about his bony? What about his bony ribs?
You read the article, huh?
Yeah.
I hugged him like several times, probably because I was so excited. I thought I was going to have a heart attack, and I hugged him several times. And the first time, I could like feel his like bones in his back. So I was thinking this guy's pretty old, but he gets around pretty well. So.
Also, I'm reading here that after you won the showcase, you ran over to your new ski boat, you tried to get in, and then the Barker's Beauties came over and told you, hey, dummy, get out of the boat. You gotta come wave goodbye to people. And then you didn't get the exact boat that you won on the show?
Yeah, and in fact, I don't have the boat yet. A dealership within the next 3 months from the date that the show airs on national television, I have like a 3-month period where a dealership within my local area that I live in will call me. So any wheeled merchandise that you win on the show, whether it's a vehicle or a boat, they'll contact the nearest dealership within your hometown.
Now Angela, did you win anything on The Price is Right?
I got nothing. And it's okay. He's my best friend, and I got the tickets, and we talked beforehand about if any of us, you know, won, we would split the prize, and that was like basically $16,000, and he lost. I basically lost too on that.
How did you like Bob?
How did I like Bob?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get up and close and personal like Jeff got with him. We were told that, you know, girls can kiss him, guys, you know, just give him a shake, but instead Jeff gave him a great big bear hug, so he was ecstatic.
All right, well, hold on just a second, kids. Let me see if now we can do this. Joining us from Television City.
No.
Believe. Hold on a second.
Bob should be here.
Bob?
Hello?
Is this Bob Barker?
Now who's talking about The Price is Right?
Bob, this is Don and Mike show. We're all here. Buzz is here. Everybody's here.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, do you remember a couple of contestants named Angela and Jeff?
I remember Jeff?
Yeah.
Bob Barker.
How are you? Good.
I do remember you. I actually, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
I remember the young man who won a jet ski or jet boat.
Yeah.
And you jumped in.
And don't forget the lawnmower.
That's true.
The lawnmower.
So who's giving, I was called by this show
And they were telling me that they were giving me a hard time. And,
well, Bob,
and saying, I'm going to have two contestants who said Bob's old.
Now, Bob, this one guy, I should tell you that I don't think it's Angela. This guy, Jeff, did an interview with a newspaper and said that when he hugged you,
yes,
he could tell that you were 80 because he could feel your bones and your rib cage.
Well, Jeff, I'm afraid I'm going to have to challenge you to a fist fight. What? What's that?
I'll be the ref.
You'll be the ref. Hey, who is the young lady?
That's Angela.
Well, Jeff, I'm not old. You're as young as you feel.
That's true. You get around pretty well because you get around pretty well.
I do, and of course, I appreciate all of the wonderful contestants on The Price is Right. We're very happy to have Jeff and everyone who participates. And
Bob?
Hello?
Did you hear this? That he also said that there's a rule. Girls can kiss Bob, but men cannot kiss Bob. Everyone,
oh, that's not true.
Everyone can hug. Hold on.
Now hold on.
Everyone can hug Bob.
I'm not going to get into an argument about the Price is Right.
The number one rule is don't hurt Bob.
Now that's a behind the scenes thing that we do. But we just don't want a lot of sloppy kissing on the show. We call it the Rod Roddy rule. you're not telling. Now, is his name Andrew? The contestant?
Jeff.
Jeff, you're not revealing our secrets on The Price is Right.
Of course not.
I wouldn't want you to do that. I'd have to sue you.
Now, Bob.
I would
want
to sue the little bastard.
Now, Bob. Hey, Bob.
I'm sorry, though.
Bob.
I want to make sure that we're on.
You know, I don't think this is going really well.
Everybody's promoting The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And I'm out here in Hollywood, and it's a difficult connection that I've got here, but I appreciate all of the Jeffs and everyone who plays the game. And Jeff, I think you played in the bag, right? And you lost.
I lost.
Bob, hold on, Bob. Bob, are you intimating that this guy was drunk?
No.
Hey, you got to be kidding, right?
The game you played was called Don,
yes,
in the bag.
Oh, I thought you said he was in the bag.
Am I right about that, Jeff?
It's in the bag. I believe it's your show. I don't know. What did you call
it? It's in the bag. It's in the bag. Well, don't challenge me. You've already called me old. You don't call me old. Come on there. But he was a wonderful contestant. Jeffrey was fabulous, and I appreciate
you
having my be on the show.
Are you guys boyfriend and girlfriend?
Who?
Hello? Angela and Jeff.
I'm still on the line. Hello?
Yes.
Hang on, Bob.
Yeah,
yes.
Bob, you're still on the line.
Right,
Bob, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I will.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just separate everybody here for a second.
Yeah.
Who do we still have left?
I have me.
Angela?
Yeah.
Jeff's here too.
Okay, let's put Jeff on hold for a second. Put Jeff on hold for a second.
I believe that's...
Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, let me go back to Bob. Hello, Bob?
Yes. Hello.
Did you want to talk to the girl?
Yes.
Okay, she's on this one?
Yeah.
Or is she already on?
She's on six. So you need
six?
To
do I do that?
Hook like
that?
Hang up on Jeff.
Well, who cares? Hello, Angela?
Yes.
Hello, Angela?
Hello, Bob. How are you doing?
Bob Barker.
I'm very nice to meet you again.
How are you?
Good.
Did you have a fun time?
Oh, yes.
On the show?
I'm the one who trampled death at the end. The show.
Oh, that's right. That's nice. We've done a lot of shows. It's always hard for me to remember. But I want to say thank you. And how old are you?
I'm 21.
And 20? Are you blonde?
No, I'm not.
How tall are you?
I believe 5'4".
I'm trying to remember. What is your body like?
Bob, don't ask her this on the air.
I'm kidding. I know you do one of those shows. I've been on the Don at Mike show many times before, but I was just wanting to talk to Angela alone and tell her it was great having you on the show.
Great. Thank you very much, Bob.
And you're very pretty, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm beautiful.
Wonderful. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob.
All righty.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Angela.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Bob. That's okay.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay, Bob.
All right.
I lost myself.
That's okay.
For a moment.
There's Bob?
Yes?
Bob, let me just say again, it's a thrill to have you on the show.
Well, you've got a wonderful radio show. I know that I met Don and Mike and all your
people out in CBS Television City, and we had a wonderful time.
Oh, here's one of the tapes.
It's the Don and Mike show.
And
they'll say what they wish.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
That's right.
So...
just like I do.
So, Bob, maybe I oversold this to you, that I guess you're not offended that the guy said that you couldn't hug you or kiss you. And,
no.
No, you're not.
I'm not offended at all. We have wonderful contestants on The Price is Right, and we have them all the time, and if they want to say I'm old, it's the truth.
Okay, well...
I'm old.
Then let me just...
I'm very, very old.
Let me give you...
But I'm in charge of everything. I've got my faculties. I'm not suffering from some of the... other ailments that elderly people suffer from, and I'm feeling fine, and I intend to do the show for the foreseeable future. All right? Isn't that wonderful?
And Bob?
Thank you.
This girl, Angela?
Yes. I lost myself. No, I don't want to speak to her again.
You don't want to speak to her?
I asked her a question about her body.
I know.
Because I've got an old body, and she's got a young 21-year-old body.
Yes.
That's all that is. It's just like the controversy with the beauties. You know, when you talk to me about that, it's wonderful to have young people play The Price is Right. Don't you think it is?
And what did you think of Jeff, the guy who wrote this article for his local paper?
I think he's telling everything from behind the scenes, and we're going to get him.
Good.
We're going to find him, and we're going to break his legs. I'm kidding, of course. I've outlived Johnny and Rod, and I'll outlive Richfield. My new announcer on The Price is Right.
Bob, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And tell the little bastard not to reveal our secret.
Okay, I'll tell him. For goodness sake.
Thank you, Don.
All right, bye.
I've got to go.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bob Barker, everybody. Bob Barker.
Bye, little bastard.
Bye now.
Oh, God.
Wow. Let me see. Hello, Jeff and Angela?
Yes.
Oh, Angela. What happened to Jeff? Oh, we never got Jeff back. Oh, I didn't mean to hang up on him.
You want him back?
No need.
Is he coming back?
Jeff? I don't know where he is.
Jeff's gone.
He's gone.
You have me. It's okay.
But Angela, anyway, you were on the show. I'm glad you got to talk to Bob.
It was a fun experience?
Thanks. It was a great experience. I mean, it's a cliche, and I know you guys are CBS, but right after we went to Disneyland, it was a planned trip already, so.
It almost sounded like Bob was hitting on you.
Yeah, he almost did. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
How would you feel about that?
I felt like Jeff. I feel pretty good.
All right. That's cool.
You had no interest in Bob?
Not at this point.
It did sound like...
Yes or no.
Would it be the 60-year age difference?
It's the long-distance relationship.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Long-distance.
Very sensible.
Okay. All right. I was just curious because we've had him on the show, as he mentioned, a couple
He's
of
fun.
Times.
He's fun for an older guy. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he is a lot of fun. I mean, he gave Jeff an autograph, and... That was great.
Hold on a second. Here is the...
Yeah, you can...
maybe this is your boyfriend again.
Back on.
Hello? Hello, Don and Mike Show, hotline.
Hello?
Bob. Hey, Bob.
Don?
Hold on.
Bob's back.
Hold on, Angela. Bob is back.
Hello?
Okay.
Bob, are you...
I can't hear you. Hello?
Are you calling about the girl?
No. Am I on the air?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, Bob.
Is the girl on?
Hold on. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That is just embarrassing. Angela?
Yes.
Do you want to talk to Bob off the air?
No, I just wanted to clarify something.
What was that?
Jeff and I are not boyfriend and girlfriend. We're just really good best friends. We've been friends for 15 years.
Well, then.
Yeah. And he has a girlfriend, actually, who's listening to this, so... I don't want to, represent anything.
So you're available.
Hold on a second.
Yes, I'm very available.
I think Bob would be intrigued by that.
How do we get Bob back? Hold on. I can barely hear Bob on this phone system. If I press that?
I would think, well, now it's hung up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Call Bob back.
Bob Barker keeps calling for you.
Is he seriously calling?
Yes. Two times now he's called for her.
What is the deal with that?
The guy.
Did you find him attractive?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on. Where's she at?
Angela?
Angela?
Angela's on hold now.
Oh, sorry. Angela?
Yeah.
He's seriously calling.
I'm sorry. This is messed up.
Oh, no problem.
Bob Barker's calling again.
He seriously keeps calling here.
Will you ask me if he's pretty good looking? I think so. For his age, he really is.
All right, hold on.
That's very nice. He'll be pleased to hear that, I think.
Let me get him one more time.
Hang on, Bob.
Okay, you got him now. He's on 444?
Yes.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Bob?
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Bob
Barker.
Bob, you're still on the air with Angela.
Oh, but I didn't call to be on the air.
I need to talk to someone on your is the young lady there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob.
Angela, yes.
Well, wonderful. I didn't realize I was going to be on the air, but I love talking with you.
I love talking to you too, Bob.
I need to talk to someone at the radio show. Angela?
Yes?
You can come back on the show anytime.
All right, this time I'll be contestant. How about that?
That's great. Listen, I'm going to hang up. I have someone from your staff call me.
Okay, I'm Beth Angelo.
Don, are you there?
I'm here, Bob.
All right, have someone call me.
Okay.
Bob Barker saying goodbye.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
He seemed to have a thing for you,
that
Angela.
That seemed a little weird.
Yeah, it's getting a little weird.
And, you know, he had that weird connection thing going. I don't know where he was calling from in Hollywood.
No. Yeah.
Okay, well.
All right, well, that's good. Well, I hope you had a good time on our show, as well as The Price is Right.
Angela?
Yeah, it was great. And it's airing December 1st, too, so check it out.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Tell Jeff that we're sorry he got disconnected, but I don't think Mr. Barker wanted to talk to him anyway.
Well, hopefully, you know, we can go back together and he can be the friend running up, give me a hug if I win.
Well, it sounds like Bob really wants you back on the show.
He'd like
okay.
that.
Great. Well,
all right, guys.
Bye, Mike.
Did you like Bob?
Did I like him?
You asked her that already. Stop it.
All right, goodbye.
All right, bye.
Bye, Angela.
He wants to know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been
a while.
Hello.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
It's been a long time since we've... And the third call is when you got me. Hello.
Hello.
How's your body?
All right.
I want to speak to the young lady.
Angela.
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 It's in the bag game.
Yeah, we got a break, Bob.
Thank you, Don.
Everybody will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Now, I have complied with your every request. Would you agree?
I would.
Good, because now I have one of my own.
Run and hide, asshole. Run and hide. If you should be picked up next week by a $100,000 sports car in Newport Beach, I'm going to be supremely disappointed, because I want my people to find you. And when they do, rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police. So my advice to you again is this. Run and hide.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The number one radio show in Toronto, the Don and Mike program.
Okay. All right, Nancy Odell time. Nancy Odell is on Access Hollywood tonight, every night, 7:30. Here in D.C. on NBC4, around the country, check the local listings. And we played the Ocean's 11 stuff because Nancy went to the premiere of Ocean's 12.
Which is the number one movie I want to see this season.
You know, I'm gay for Clooney. I'm gay for that movie. I'm gay for the sequel.
And the only thing they've done, it seems to me, is just bring in the gorgeous Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So let's find out now. Nancy, you there?
How have you been?
How have you been, Nancy? So you went to the premiere of Ocean's 12, and
yes.
How is the movie? How is the movie? How is Clooney? How is everybody?
I thought it was great. I've had mixed reviews out of the office. They all seem to think it's great. You know, we're all comparing it to the first one. I think it's just as good or better. I really, really liked it. Some really funny moments. You know, the thing I think you can tell the most in the movie is that because there's such camaraderie amongst all the thieves, but you can really tell that they all get along and are having so much fun, you know?
The thing about the first one, and I hope it still exists in the second one, is they did to me, because that movie got mixed reviews when it first came out, too, but it seems to me that movie kind of captured the cool that they had back in, like, the Frank Sinatra era.
They're trying to be, you know, they're the new Rat Pack. Everybody's calling them. And you really see that. I mean, you really do. And then they acted like that on the set. I mean, some of the practical jokes and everything. Gordon and Brad did their interviews together, so they were telling me some of the practical jokes, which I will share with you in a moment.
Here are questions that I have about the plot of this movie. At the end of the last one, George Clooney gets out of jail. Julia Roberts is there. Brad Pitt is there. And there are a couple of Andy Garcia's goons.
Yeah, the twins.
That are watching them as they leave the prison. So where does the new movie begin? How does Andy Garcia, I forget his name of the other one, but he's the guy that
right,
ran
the owner of the casino.
Right? How does he get into this? And for goodness sakes, how is Bernie Mac? I love Bernie Mac. How is he?
Bernie Mac is great. He's not in the movie a lot. I mean, he actually, during the movie, something happens that kind of prevents him from being in the rest of the movie. You'll see. I'm not saying he gets killed off or anything, but you'll see what happens.
All right.
But he's not in a lot of the movie, but everybody who was in it, even if they did have a small or large part, was hilarious. It's just such a good mix of people. But, yeah, in the beginning, without giving away the plot, because I don't want to...
Well, go ahead. I mean, give away a little of the plot.
I'll give a little bit. Andy Garcia is very instrumental in it because he was robbed in the last one of his casino. So he's not happy about that.
Yeah.
So because he's not happy about it, he's causing these people who have basically gotten away from it all to have to get back into it.
I got you. All right, so does Andy Garcia make the gang get back together to go out to do one more
score? You're going to try to get her to tell you the whole plot.
You want to know a little bit.
It just makes some demands.
All right, it makes demands.
One and
all right, nine. And listen, again, I'm a heterosexual, maybe a metrosexual sometimes. But either way, I've been married 23 years, got a grown kid. But still, I must ask you, how is Clooney? How is he?
What do you mean?
What I mean, how is he? I mean, is he as dynamic as he appeared in the first one?
No, he is. He absolutely is. And he's so much fun. I mean, he's one of the funnest people. And he gets, you know, doing an interview. And he's not afraid to say anything. He will tell you exactly what happened on the set, and he will rag everybody else to death. But he and Brad, you know, are very, very good friends.
And
Brad Pitt.
Did he hit on you?
Stop.
I'm just asking.
Yes. That's the little movie that you play in your brain.
I love Tony. You have to actually watch tonight on Access because he was teasing me about, you know, how we had our crush week on Access Hollywood.
Right.
So he's been tuning into Access Hollywood, so he teased me a little bit about my crushes. You'll kind of see it's very funny. I know George really well. I consider him a friend, you know.
Consider him a friend.
You know, your show, and I have to throw this compliment out here. We've had you on for weeks now, and it, just watching yours, there are several others like it. But I think you guys always seem a little ahead of the curve, and I wanted to compliment you on that.
Well, you try to do things in a little different way and be a little more fun and a little more candid because they become fun and candid. You know, Brad and George were telling me, like I said, they're really good friends in real life, so they were talking about these practical jokes that they, and George is infamous for his practical jokes.
I'll ask you about one. Here's what we heard about. We heard that, and we have to be careful how we say this on the radio, that they deleted it out. Last time we heard that George Clooney put a bumper sticker on the back of Brad Pitt's car that says, "I have a very small appendage."
Right.
Is that true?
That would be true, but there's a reason that he did that, because Brad decided he was going to play the prank first because George is so infamous for pulling pranks.
Right.
That George is also known for being very kind on set. He's very friendly to everybody. I mean, like I told you, one of the things that I look at is when somebody comes into an interview, what they do to talk to the camera guys, and, you know, they acknowledge everybody in the room. And he's that way on a movie set, too. He's very friendly, and everybody knows. He's and no star pretenses, you know? And so he's very proud of being that way. And so Brad, unbeknownst to George, sent out a letter to all the cast and crew in Italy, and, you know, a bunch of the Italian crew didn't speak English, that said George Clooney would like to be addressed only as Mr. Ocean.
Right, Danny Ocean, right. Right.
So everybody, you know, was calling him Mr. Ocean or Mr. Clooney. But it's right. Their time. And he's like, why are you just call me George? I mean, call me Danny. Call me my character if you want to. But don't call me Mr. Ocean or Mr. Clooney.
Mr. Ocean.
Then it got in the Italian newspapers that George was wanting, was demanding everybody to call him Mr. Ocean or Mr. Clooney. And so he was so angry. So when Brad was getting ready to leave and go to the airport, George went up to the window as if he were shaking Brad's hand.
Yeah.
And in the other hand, he had the bumper sticker, which said, small.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so Brad said he's riding down the road thinking that, you know, all his fans are waving to him, and actually they're, you know, looking at the side.
The bumper sticker, right? Yeah, well,
cool.
You know, we had that. We had that, right? And so now we know that's true.
I love it.
Listen, Nancy, you're out there. you see these movies. What can you do to get me, like, I don't care if it's like one of those tapes where a guy goes into the premiere with a handheld VHS camera.
You wanted to smug you out a preview copy.
I want a preview copy.
Nancy, next time you're in there.
You just have to come to L.A. You can go to all the screenings with me.
There's a dream scenario.
What I like that. All right, everybody, please watch tonight Nancy O'Dell on Access Hollywood with Bill Bush. That's tonight. Check your local listings. And she got a big thing on Paul McCartney tonight as well. And I'm so sick of Lindsay Lohan, but something about her tonight on your show as well.
Well, her mother comes down and talks a lot about her.
All right, well, listen.
To deal with.
We have to break my little wedge of pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, fine, my little sweet tart. Filled cupcake, my one last.
Yeah,
he was winging it today.
I won today.
Yeah. I'm winging it today.
I won today.
Since 5, I can't think.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys.
Goodbye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
You're killing
me.
There
she is. Oh, God. There she is. And I'm sorry. That's me. That's indulgence with me.
She is.
I am gay for Ocean's 12. I can't wait for that movie to open.
You know, she is. And when you watch the show, since I've become a, you know, kind of a habit, made the habit of watching it now, you notice the way she gets treated. Nancy O'Dell.
You know why? And she won't say that. She hasn't hit the wall like Mary Hart.
Yeah, well, but also, they're...
Hey, Mary, why the long thing?
All of them, they know, you know, she's the one, and they all defer to her. That's why she gets all those exclusives.
Yeah, and she's pretty.
So anyway, yeah, and she's pretty. Yeah.
She's easy on the eye, yeah.
And she's pretty.
Yeah.
And check out Mary Hart sometime.
Right.
Check out... They were running those ads during football yesterday with, you know, the local non-passionate tag that Mary Hart and all of these people have to add on to their shows.
Right.
Where you know they're sitting in a room and they have to, like, 50 of them.
Right.
Entertainment tonight, after Eyewitness News on Channel 87.
Right.
And she's got one that they ran yesterday during the football game where Mary Hart, and I guess back in the day, she was a POA, right?
She was, yes. Yeah, Mary Hart used to be.
She's been doing it a long time.
Right.
In her own way.
She worked with Seshi.
But she's always had that big, I don't want to say horse face.
Mary Hart has always had the Miss America demeanor, right?
Ah, that's it, Mike.
Always. Yeah. And it's a little annoying.
That's exactly it. And I saw one of those reads yesterday, and it was just so half-assed that it was, you know, they came in with the whoosh, 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 Entertainment Tonight. And then it's her like, that's Entertainment Tonight. Tomorrow night, 7:30 on WUSA. You know, and it's just, you can tell she's done 100 of them. And I guess,
for 100 years.
I guess my point is,
people don't realize when we're talking to Nancy O'Dell that it's actually a tape.
Nancy is young and vibrant and beautiful and. Yes. And Mary is old and tired. And
well, that's the reason, like, when you see Nancy O'Dell with somebody like a Dustin Hoffman, who practically attacks her on the runway, you know, that's what she brings to the table.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then there's Billy Bush.
Okay, enough about him.
Well, he's like, you know, I'll tell you, the same thing happened to Billy Bush, but it was with Suzanne Somers, who was, you know, all over him.
Billy Bush is a lottery winner. He's a life's lottery winner.
Deal with Satan. Right?
So anyway, thank you, Nancy O'Dell. We'll talk to her tomorrow. Here's stuff that they won't have on Access Hollywood or any of those shows tonight. I know you've seen the ads for iPod, the U2 with Vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
Now keep in mind,
the only ads that don't annoy me when the ads, the difference between like the content is even on a football game and the ads is so significant, you know, and you just, they blare it. When that comes on, when the U2 comes on, it's great. Yeah,
and they had a real good ad also with that Jet song. You know, Are You Gonna Be My Girl for a while? Same type format. Well, the deal with Bono is that he's always been one of these guys who's goofed on other people for marketing their stuff.
Right.
And I think he was one of the first people when Phil Collins did that ridiculous show sponsored by Sears.
Right,
like Bono came out and said, you know, it's bloody bad.
Yes.
Well. Here is what Bono's spin is now on how he is not selling out.
Very good.
And U2 is not selling out. However, I should tell you that besides the fact that they've got this ad with Apple iPod, they've also got an ad, not an ad, but a deal with CSI, where One of the songs from the new album will be featured on CSI.
U2 has a deal with CSI?
Yes, they do.
It's a lot of letters.
And U2 also has a deal with the OC. I guess the only
more
deal,
letters. I guess they do that. Wow.
Only deal with TV shows that have letters in them.
So you won't see them like in Survivor or anything?
No, you won't. Too many letters.
Word.
But now they could be on, could they be on Law & Order SVU?
They might be able to be on NYPD Blue or NCIS.
Maybe NCIS, maybe. but whatever. They're whoring themselves out, and that's cool. Because they got to make a buck. Yeah, sure. But here's what Bono says. No money changed hands between us and Apple, because this is another thing they have now, is a special U2 iPod.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess, is in U2's colors. He says, no money changed hands. There are three people in the universe who said we're selling out. Selling out is what you do when you don't want to for cash. Selling out is something you do. Selling out is when you do something you don't want to do for cash.
Right. Ah.
That's not the case. We really wanted to come out with our own iPods.
Sure. Why not?
That's such a lie, Bono. Also, he says, let me see, car companies have offered us fortunes for commercials.
Sure, I'm sure they have.
We turned them down, not because it's against our religion. We weren't being self-righteous or high-minded. I just want to say, if there's a good car out there and a cool commercial that wouldn't ruin our song, we'd consider it. And then
he's soliciting the offer.
And then the last thing he says is, I want to reiterate that my mates and I have not sold out. So that's the official statement from Bono.
He thinks he does protest too much.
Is that they've got the Apple ad, they're going to be on CSI, mm-hmm. they're going to be on the OC, and they're now shopping themselves to car companies. But keep in mind,
maybe the GTI.
They have not sold out. There you go with the letters again.
Or the AMG.
I don't know if you watched Fox yesterday. They made a big deal during the football games about the announcement of the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't notice that.
And it is Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who is a whore.
Showing his breasts.
Sold out. And that's the thing that they loved mentioning yesterday. Mm. There will be no chance of any wardrobe malfunction.
You know what? Who cares?
I think he should bring his wife up there, and she should pull off that leg. Just pull off that leg and let us see that bloody, beautiful stump.
There is a chance not of a wardrobe malfunction, but of a facial malfunction, where if all the work could just fall at once.
Yes.
And then you'd just be left with stone.
And you know what? Who's to say that they couldn't just swap out Paul McCartney, just give Angela Lansbury...
Why is he singing Maine?
Have him come out. Sammy. Hello, Sammy. Don and Mike show.
Hey, man.
Sammy?
Don, did you see? Yeah, right. Did you see
U2
on SNL?
Oh, I didn't. Are you kidding? Were they on Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Yes, they were.
But remember, they haven't sold out.
Shows with letters.
Bono jumped down off the stage onto this woman's lap in the front row, just buried her face in his crotch.
Really?
Wow.
No malfunction there.
Well, here's to live television.
That's A-OK on SNL. Mike, Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken.
BFD.
Clay Aiken. Hold on, but you do a great Clay Aiken.
Well, I just try to because I think you'll enjoy it, Don.
Clay Aiken has had to bag the first three dates of his Joyful Noise Christmas tour. Remember, this is the tour where
everybody's required.
Everybody signs.
You're supposed to wear your Sunday best. That's what I'd like my crew and my cast to wear when I'm singing my lovely holiday songs.
Well, he wants you to know that he's had to cancel these first three dates.
Why?
Because he's got some viral thing.
Oh, man, it's just there's something going around. There's a little creepy crud, and I just don't feel myself.
What I did not know about Clay Aiken, I'm reading...
You are the sunshine of my life.
I'm reading all this stuff about him. Did you know that the whole time he was on American Idol and all this crap that's happened afterwards, did you know his job before he was on American Idol?
I do not remember that.
He taught retards. He did.
You mean he was a special ed teacher?
Same difference. But yeah. And here's the quote. Clay, and again, they use your politically correct term, Mike.
Yeah, well, it's
special ed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I call him the double T, the tard teacher.
Yes.
They say to him, will you ever go back to teaching special ed? And his quote is, I would love to, but because I am now Clay Aiken.
Is that what he says?
Yes. Speaking of himself in third person, because I am Clay Aiken, I think that all the things that are surrounded by me being Clay Aiken would stop me from helping the kids.
It sounds like he's indeed a little full of himself.
Maybe when Clay Aiken can go back to being Clay Aiken, I can help the special kids. That's what Clay would like to do.
And that's all him talking about himself,
I mean,
like he's another person in the room.
He could be T.O. for God's sakes.
The other bad thing about his old job is he kept getting mixed up with the students.
Not until my makeover. How do you like my makeover?
How about that?
I just can't do these dates. I cannot yet let my joyful music rise. I have a tiny virus.
And he used to work with retards.
I did indeed. Yes, three. I call it special ed, yes. Dawn.
Hello, Ben. Ben, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, what about the U2? On Saturday Night Live. I've never seen a band get asked to come back and do a third song on there. Have you?
Once in a blue moon they do it.
I guess if the show's not funny or
Stones did it.
If they think they got a big name, they do it,
And at the end of that, even, the crowd was chanting one more song, and they broke into a fourth song before, and there was no outro or anything.
Gee, Rice.
Wow. They were all about it, that's for sure.
Are they that good? Are they that popular?
I'm one who hated the bands on Saturday Night Live anyway. I always wanted more comedy.
Yeah, people went nuts for it, though.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Remember the old days when we all, were just ravenous for Saturday Night Live? It's like, once again, here's Peter Tosh. And it's like, no! No! I want more Dan Aykroyd!
And you know, the worst was when goddamn Buck Henry would be the host, as he was, every other week in the beginning.
He was the go-to host.
And they would get to that point at 10 till 1 where they didn't have anything, and they'd either put a band on, or they'd put a film on by Albert Brooks, or they would just say, hey, we got 5 minutes, Buck Henry. Just go out there and wing something for us.
Just go out and riff, and he wasn't that good at riffing.
Yeah, absolutely not. Oh, and tomorrow on the show, Dan Aykroyd, speaking of him.
Wow, very good.
We'll have him on tomorrow. We did a lot of talking about the basketball fight over the weekend. Awful, I think. We covered that, how we feel about that.
I don't know whether I agree with the severity of the punishment or not. I do.
I think Ron Artest...
You're not letting me finish. What I meant was, I think maybe it was...
What was that?
Too light, you know?
Jesus. What was that, Mike?
It might be too light a punishment.
Why did you sniff?
I'm just giving you a hard time.
What? I'm here working. I'm baby stepping. I'm here. I've got the phlegm coming out during the commercial.
Can I, may I make my point, please?
Yes, Bob.
I'd like to say I think that the other players should have gotten the severe punishments as well, because some of what they did was certainly more egregious than what the other original player did.
I agree.
Johnny Artest, or whatever his name was.
Ron Artest.
Ron Artest.
I agree. And I will not even dignify the sniffing remark.
That's all you think. You're not thinking about the basketball fight now. You're thinking about the sniffing.
No, I'm thinking,
thing.
We're here.
What are you saying? What?
We're here doing a show, and there you are mocking the fact that I'm still sick.
He'll come over that divider.
But I'm not making a big deal about it.
I know you're not.
You watch it, or I'm going to sneeze on you.
Don't. You've been very good about keeping your germs to yourself.
You know, everybody tells me, do that thing, sneeze and cough into your elbow. You know,
carry a hanky.
Yeah, right. Yes. There you go. There's some for you, Mike. Just threw some over there, for God's sakes.
What were we talking about?
Oh, the basketball players.
The basketball. I didn't think they were necessarily as severe as they should have been.
I don't disagree with you. I think especially the second guy that jumped up into the stands, not to help.
No, just to throw some haymakers.
Just to start wailing on the idiot fans.
Mm-hmm. And are you like me when the only time I watched it and I was like, yeah, it's a fight, and then... I didn't even, you know, it didn't register with me until they showed the pictures of a couple of kids crying, and then I got mad. Then I got seriously, seriously mad.
I got mad when I saw the whole first thing, because it's like out of freaking control. It's like we like lecturing about how bad things are in England with soccer, and that, you know, we're America, we're better than that. And I don't want to hear all this crap that we need more security.
No, we don't. We shouldn't.
This is the way that basketball has been.
You heard the bit about the move, you know, get rid of the courtside seats. Move the fans back away from the court.
Come on, shut up. Listen, anyway, okay, we've covered that.
And I don't think I've sniffed on the show.
I think that I've had some phlegm issues.
I wasn't saying that you sniffed on the show. It's not what I was doing.
What were you doing?
No, I was just sniffing.
Why?
I was sniffing.
But why?
To give you a hard time.
What are you saying?
When you interrupted me, I was giving you a hard time back. That's what I was doing. That's all it was. It wasn't anything
I interrupt
bad.
You all the time.
Not like that, you don't.
Like what?
Like that.
Like what?
Like that.
Like what? Like what? Like what?
That's what it was.
Okay.
And I was passionate like a lot of people. I was passionate about this story.
Oh, you're right, I do. See? I just did it again.
See, and that's what got me mad.
Jeremy.
Dennis Rodman had nothing to do with that fight.
Right.
But you will be glad to know that he is still trying to get back into basketball.
Oh, good.
Dennis Rodman will be playing...
Yeah, the league needs him now.
...in the ABA, which is the American Basketball Association, duh. He's playing for a team called the Orange County Crush. His contract is only for home games because, quote, being Dennis is too much on the road.
Yeah.
So he will only play home games.
So he won't travel. Of course, correct. Isn't the ABA like the old wrestling?
Yes, they are. ABA, and don't get it mixed up with the red, white, and blue ball like the Kentucky Colonels and the Indiana Pacers.
Which was a legitimate separate league.
Yeah, the ABA now is like a crappier league than the NBA developmental league.
Right.
It's you might as well go to the high school down the street, get four guys, and say, who wants to play?
That's it.
That'll make him very popular with his teammates.
Yeah,
I only play at home.
No road games
for me. That's right. Thank you.
Elevate the sport.
And I got two feel goods for you today.
All right.
Two feel goods. One is from Wisconsin, where there are guys. You know, the deer season started in Wisconsin.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Don't I know this from talking to my brother?
Sure. Yeah.
There are guys that are going out and they're hunting. Well, everybody wants the best hunting stand.
Yeah, the deer stand.
Yeah, which is like a tree house up in a tree where, and it's silly, lots of courage here. Because what you're doing is going up in the tree where the deer can't see you.
Yes.
You're in your camouflage, you wait for them to come by, and then bam, 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 bam.
Right.
Okay, it's the opening of the deer season, and some dude is up in his stand. And he says to these other guys, this is my area. And they say, hey, it's a free country. We're here to shoot deer. So the guy up in the stand shot all the hunters.
Yeah, like five killed?
Five killed. Five killed.
Three in critical condition.
Three wounds.
That's right.
There you go.
Shot eight guys.
That's good. That's good for the starting of hunting season.
Men with guns and camouflage in the woods, what could go wrong?
Meanwhile, you hear this sound? This sound is... That's the deer.
But that's not the feel-good, though.
And the men weren't in season, so he's going to get fined for that.
This is your feel-good.
Yeah.
Okay? Birmingham, Alabama. There's a guy out on the highway at a truck stop, and he's got a sign. He's a homeless guy. He's got a sign that says, homeless, need help, God bless. Huh. Trucker driving an 18-wheeler pulls over on the side of the road at a red light, gives the guy a dollar. Homeless guy says, thanks. Truck makes a left turn. The trailer knocked the homeless man down. Four sets of the truck's tires ran over him. Told you it's feel good.
He's gone.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's
gone.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, he's dead.
Right.
Mike, the good news is the truck had no damage. And the cops said it appeared to be an accident. They say a dollar cost this man his life.
Oh, man. Well, it was an accident. Did they check the truck driver to see if he grabbed his dollar back?
I don't know. All I know is that there were two great feel-goods this weekend.
Sure were.
The guy in Wisconsin,
the hunters.
Hey, get out of here. This is my spot to kill deer. If you won't get out of here, I'm going to shoot you.
I'm human hunting now.
And then you've got the guy panhandling with a sign that says... God bless.
Thank you.
And that's that.
Wow, those are great.
And that is the name of that tune.
We feel better.
That's exactly how you're supposed to feel.
They're feel-good stories, and I feel good.
877-365-3636. That's our phone number for a phone scam, which is coming up next. All right. Your live on-screen calls from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada. 800-636-1067. And DC 202-432-1067. So... Call now. What?
What?
You were just staring.
I was not. I was looking at you.
No, you were looking, like, down there.
What? I was looking at you.
Okay.
Like I am right now.
No, no, you were looking down there.
It's all because of the sniffing comment, isn't it? That I make one joking comment.
Okay.
Guys, and remember, your real enemies are the fans.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't fight among yourselves.
See, if you've gone along with my plan to go into the stands at the end of this show.
That's right, Mike Arta. Okay, we'll be back with the phones again.
What?
This is the...
You bastard, you just did it to me again. You did. Now admit it. You looked at me funny. It had nothing to do with your comment about sniffles or colds.
No,
you looked at me funny.
Yeah, I did. I'm
right
guilty.
As we were going to break, right as I was starting that tape.
I'm guilty.
Now you're doing it again.
Yeah. I'm guilty.
Okay, here we go really to break this time.
Bye.
Mike?
I'm not looking at you.
Close your eyes.
He can't go to break while you're looking at him.
You're still looking at him. See? I knew it. You bastard.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The swearing pole. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christy money. There, look there. See what you made me do.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Frida.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
That's joke.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Phone scan straight ahead at 877-365-3636. Go to our website, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, go to the store.
Hats, shirts, jackets, etc.
Great jacket.
Also, a good chance for you to find out, and this is just unscientific on my part. The webmaster, a couple of weeks ago, sent out an email to all of our stations saying, change the links on your station's homepage to our new website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, and send us your logo, and send us your webpage. And we've got about 40 stations that run the show.
Right.
And let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Only 15 stations have sent their logo to us.
Come on, guys.
So let's see. That would be the station in Dallas, where we're on at midnight, live 105.3. Then in Burlington, Vermont, The Zone FM, KHTK Sacramento, KFH FM at AM Wichita.
All right.
The Coyote 104.3 in Austin, KGEO in Bakersfield, The Edge FM in Fresno, KCPS Burlington, Iowa, Max 910 in Portland, Oregon, The Buzz in Reno, WBUF in Buffalo, KCJJ Iowa City, WNFL Green Bay, The Edge, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and Live 105.7 in Baltimore.
And all those stations just were mentioned because they sent in their logos.
That's right. They sent us the link.
You didn't hear your station mentioned.
And you know one station that I'm really surprised that we didn't see up there?
Hmm.
Well, maybe you've heard of that station.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the station?
WJFK.
Right.
Yeah, then.
Our home station.
Thanks, Cameron.
So anyway, get on your local affiliate and get them to get the links done. Because, you know, that's like that's a sign to me of the affiliates that are into the show.
Totally agree with you.
We got the website. The webmaster sent the stuff out 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Come on, get off your ass. Send us your logo. Send us a link to your webpage.
How much effort does it take to send a logo to the page?
Well, someone's got to ask Todd Hughes that. That happened here. Don and Mike Show. Hello, phone scan.
Here we go, guys.
Hi, welcome.
Hey, Don. I was wondering, is there anything in the works for a Philadelphia affiliate? Because I'm going to be going there, and it just won't be fun without you.
Don't think it's going to happen.
Don't go. If the Redskins had won yesterday, that might have happened.
Here's the deal. a lot of people are curious about what's going to happen when Stern either, you know, gets fired or leaves or whatever it is that they're trying to work out with him. We might go to mornings. We might not go to mornings. Mm-hmm. This company does not. I'll tell you this. The company doesn't have, like, a Jim J. Bullock waiting to take the morning show.
If only they did.
So I think what will happen...
Amen.
Most definitely is that it will be a regional thing.
Right.
Meaning each station will either go out and get another syndicated show or play a box of records or try to be local. And I don't think we'll ever be back on WYSP.
No. Not with the current management structure.
I think we burned that bridge.
Yeah.
Burned
yeah.
it. You just sniffed.
I know
you,
I did.
Not you on the phone. You, Mike.
I know I did.
You just sniffed.
I know I
just
did.
Just in time for the holidays.
How dare you? How dare you, Mr. President? And you just did it again.
I was while you were talking, I was doing it.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I'm Mike. Yeah. Talking about the Pistons game. But first, I want to tell Mike he's a great kisser. I love his lips, and can he sing it?
Hey!
You know, you can't
blame... Every day, you!
You can't blame Mike for sniffing, not when the studio smells this good.
Hello. Okay. Jump off, Baldy.
No, I'm not referring to you. I'm just referring in general. This is a beautiful building.
I have had some issues today.
No longer, though. Believe me.
I have had...
I will concur with that.
Some gaseous issues today.
But for someone who has spent the last 10 years standing behind you, believe me, no odor today.
You know, and I concur. It is not... I would let you know if it's remarkable, as a matter of fact, with the sounds that we've been hearing today.
Oh, my God. Like the Philharmonic.
There is no appreciable...
whatever this is that I've got has worked its way from my chest to my nasal cavity and is now working its way down my body.
Whatever it is, it's one of the noisiest ailments I've ever seen.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Santa Claus, can I have a 2.5 men hat for Christmas?
Yes, it's coming your way with a 20% discount.
20% off at the CBS store.
Thank you. If we'd like to make this opportunity available to our employees.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, it's going great, thanks.
Hey, Don, did you catch the article yesterday in the Post? It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas. They had a whole article on what you were talking about, how they're going earlier and earlier.
Oh,
but brilliant. They don't know if Jewish people turn it off. They haven't measured that yet.
You know, I think we brought this up last year, this idiotic thing about radio stations going all Christmas.
Yes, as radio stations around the country attempt to destroy the holiday season.
Yeah. And I think that some of them, to play that correctly, throw in the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song.
Right.
And beyond that, Adam Sandler's second Hanukkah song, and then Adam Sandler's third Hanukkah song, and that pretty much covers it if you're a Jew this holiday season as far as radio goes.
That's all you need. Is it bad to actually enjoy it? I was in the grocery store and they were playing holiday music, and it's pre-Thanksgiving. Yeah, but this past weekend I heard it and I actually enjoyed it. Is that wrong?
Yes,
it is.
Bad.
I'm sorry.
I
should wait till after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was in a place getting my hair cut on Saturday and they had the radio station on that's playing the Christmas music. And I said, you know, you might want to consider changing that. It's too early.
Buzz.
Oh, the Buzz says it too.
You might want to consider that.
Yeah, you might want to consider. I'm Buzz.
I don't have a problem with shopping malls putting up the stuff now and everything. What I do have a problem with, and this is in my neighborhood and other neighborhoods that I see on my way into work and going home every day. Make up your goddamn mind. You want to put up your Christmas stuff while it's still November? Okay, it's a free country, but I'll tell you what drives me nuts. I hate seeing the mixing. I hate seeing the Halloween stuff still out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've still got the ghosts and goblins on display in the front yard, and right next to it, you got the big plug-in, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
If you have a business, you take down your Halloween decorations in totality the day after Halloween. And then you put up the Christmas decorations this week.
I would tend to agree.
Or make the compromise I made. I still have my Halloween decorations out, but it's Santa Claus in a coffin.
Hello. Don and Mike's
kids love it.
They do.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What a lunkhead
you are.
Hey,
Don, did you hear about that nice feel-good cab ride story from last week at West Palm Beach, Florida?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
It's another feel-good.
I was looking at Rob.
Last week in West Palm Beach, a drunk individual was at a bar, and the bouncer, seeing that he's wasted, escorted him out and flagged a cab down.
Hold on, you seen it, Rob?
He's seen it. Yeah.
Oh, he's seen it. I get jokes. Okay.
And what did he do?
And, apparently the guy was so wasted he didn't know how to get home, so he just ended up getting a nice long joyride from the cabbie. But witnesses say they saw the cab driver yanking him out of the car, saying, I need to make money. I can't be driving you around. Do you really want to die? Do you really want me to kill you? And pulled out his gun and shot him twice. Shot him twice, and then they interviewed the bouncer the next day. He's like, he felt awful because he thought he was doing the guy a favor by flagging him in a cab and taking him to and getting him
right. You know, you were a junior feel-good reporter.
Yeah. Wow.
Excellent.
That hack would probably be stressful work.
Thank you, dude. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
May I tell you a groaner?
Oh, no, because that's like telling jokes.
Yeah.
Well, they're nothing like jokes.
Well, true, but still.
Fair enough, but you got to put your phone on the line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you think you two would do a commercial for BMW?
Well, I mean, if they said a nice car, they're probably looking for their biggest gig.
It's initials. Right. It's letters.
Oh, hold on. He's still doing the BMW.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember we had, like, an almost funny thing going with initials a while ago?
Oh, that's right.
So close
I'm
to
sorry.
Funny.
Bye-bye. No, not your fault, Mike.
It was Lunkhead. He got distracted.
Here's the problem. That last caller was like a guy who, I guess... When was the Macarena popular?
A couple of years ago.
Okay. Yeah, he'd be a guy a year after that who
right.
would say, have you heard about this great new dance?
But it is the equivalent also of the guy that, this happened one time when I was in a golf clubhouse and there was this guy that told jokes. He could tell jokes better than anyway. I think his name was Bill Hennessy. And he knocks out 14 jokes. We had to come in because it was raining and we're all in the clubhouse. And we're the guy is slaying us and he's going one. And I swear to God,
Mike?
Yes.
Infinity wants the guy's number.
They're looking for him.
For a morning.
Guy tells 14 jokes in a row. He's slaying them, and then he stops, and there's a break, and this other guy tells a joke. And I knew at the moment, I said, no matter how funny his joke
right.
was, you never follow a guy after that. Once it's done,
yes.
It's done. It's a rule of comedy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, I have no panties on.
Oh, no, God. Stop it.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
You know, maybe I shouldn't react to that guy.
Hello.
Hello.
I think no matter what you do, he's going to be there for you, Mike.
Yeah, well, I don't care anymore.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, prior to all this, Ron Artest had wanted to take time off to, quote, heal his body in addition to promoting his rap album.
Correct.
You think maybe he was hung on the painkiller?
All right, you know.
Were you hung on it?
Did you find that tape, Rob?
Larry King. Were you hung on painkillers?
You ever hung on a painkiller? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, I want to know if they consider themselves sellouts based on their YouTube comments.
Are you talking about them?
They who?
That?
You want to talk to Don and Mike?
Don and Mike Show?
They who? Use nouns, sir.
Nah, listen.
Hey,
dummy.
Moron, do you know you're talking to us?
Hey, idiot, it's us.
Okay.
Okay, so again, let's
not based on that statement that Bono made.
Yes.
Do you guys consider yourselves doing a job?
Yes.
For
what?
Me?
Yes, of course we do a job for money. What is
sellouts?
No, we're not sellouts.
No, we are simply whores.
The difference is we have not made public statements saying we are not sellouts, that we wouldn't do stuff like we do, like have a website and sell stuff. Yes, for money,
right.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the point? What, you in love with Bono? You can't see the hypocrisy of his statements?
But he's a sellout. They're all sellouts. He's celebrities.
Well, I mean,
all celebrities are sellouts.
What are you do?
Yeah, and the difference between
you're going to become a celebrity by selling out.
Right? Right. What is your deal? Are you arguing with us or what? What are you doing?
No, I think you're sellouts. But what are you going to do?
I think you may be a drunk.
Dude. Don't you do things for money so you can buy liquor?
And before you answer that one,
weed
or weed,
whatever.
Well, yeah. Don't you think that? No one would say, I wouldn't say that. I like Bono fine as a singer, except he's always had this crap about, you know, we're above this. And he has criticized people in the past who have whored themselves out.
Yeah, I've actually been racist, so.
And as Mike said, we are whores, but you're an idiot. You don't get my point, do you?
No.
Yeah, I do.
You know what?
If you get the point, I don't do this very often.
If you were in an arena, I would probably have to jump over mm-hmm. and beat the crap out of you.
If you get the point.
Do you think they should put up boards like they do in hockey for basketball?
Okay,
radio, maybe.
Another thing. He's wasted. He's out of his mind.
Do you think so? I'm asking you a question. You said that they were going to consider getting rid of the...
I think we should have boards built into the telephone that would slap our listeners in the head when they called us like dummies.
I think we ought to put guardrails around your brain.
Okay.
Very small guardrails. Pieces of licorice.
And the dog will chew through. Your brain's got the shell on it.
Was there anything else?
No, that's about all.
Of course not.
All right, have a nice day.
All right, bye, loser.
Don't sell out.
Yeah, keep it real.
Keep killing me.
There
he's gone like the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Mike, I really enjoyed your interview with Rich Eisen on Friday. I want to know your thoughts on the NFL this weekend.
I guess what I did.
Pretty funny. What?
I watched.
You watched what? Rich's show?
I watched Rich's show. Not all of it, but I watched part of it.
Part of it?
Seriously, I watched about 2 minutes of it.
You know, I'm killing you in the picks this week.
Are you?
I'm going to go 5-0 again this week.
Wow. Really?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
You think so? Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm going to start paying attention.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello?
Is it me? Hi.
Oh, honey.
I know. James Spader and Shatner. And the woman with the wooden leg. So you were talking about McCartney. That's when I called in.
Oh, we got another, like...
What is this?
We got another narcotic-laced caller here.
This is a sentence that is full of fractures.
What are you doing? What is your point? What are you trying to say?
Fragmented speaking techniques.
Hello.
Hi.
On Boston Legal last night...
Yes.
William Shatner, because he was disappointed by the Boston Red Sox winning.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, okay, like, what else can I do?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Like, what? We didn't see the episode, so what are you trying to convey here?
Do you think Bono sold out?
His father told him that the best sex he ever had was with a woman with a wooden leg. And so, after the Boston Red Sox...
What are you doing?
She's killing me.
Buzz, what is this lady
Shatner's
talking about?
Shatner's character last night
on
TV.
Wait, now, hold on. I'm going to stop you, too.
You watch it?
Okay. What is she doing, though? I'm talking about the way she's speaking, not whether we watched the show or not.
Right. She's trying to tie in something she saw on television last night to something you guys were discussing earlier.
Thank you, Buzz. And...
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
Thank
everybody's
Buzz.
Friend, Buzz.
Last night, Shatner's
hey,
character.
You know what?
Thank you, Buzz.
Let him have it.
Yeah, go ahead, Buzz.
This is all you, Buzz.
Navigate this way.
Hey, Chris,
go ahead,
enjoy
Buzz.
Your chat with her.
Go ahead.
I have nothing to contribute because I saw the same thing she saw.
But,
last night,
but,
I can
but,
tell
no,
you.
No, you are the translator, though, Buzz.
All right,
you
then I'll translate. What she's saying is last night on television.
Talk to her first.
Shatner's character. Hi, lady.
Buzz.
Hi, lady.
Don't explain what she said.
All right.
You communicate with her.
The ultimate thing that he would experience would be a woman.
What is the ultimate thing that he would did?
His dad told him before he died that the best sex he ever had was with a woman with wooden legs.
I know. I saw it.
So he, being the head of this stupid legal firm, was called up on, you know, soliciting for prostitution because he... asked this woman, he sort of thought that she might have a wooden leg.
Mm-hmm.
James Spader got him out of it, but anyway.
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz. Jump in.
No, you've covered the episode with way too many words, but you have covered the topic.
What is the tie-in? The point is that while I watch it, I said, oh, Linda McCartney, Don must be thinking about this.
Have you ever got hung on a painkiller?
But see, Don didn't actually see the episode.
I know,
so,
but I thought if he were watching it,
have you ever got hung on a painkiller?
That's why only I understood your very long description.
Thank you, Buzz. You're wonderful.
I must know, where are you calling from?
I'm in Alexandria. I am 59 years old.
Mm-hmm. Not after a while. Then you're taking them for social reasons.
Donnie G.
Yes, honey.
I've been listening to you forever.
Thank you.
All right, now, are you on anything right now?
I got a question for you.
No, but the longer I've been on here, the more scotch I've had.
Listen to this. Oh. Have you ever got hung on a painkiller?
It's happy hour.
That's trouble when you say, are you on anything? And she says, no, I'm drinking scotch.
All right, well, thank you for the call, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, goodbye.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Another friend.
That's happy hour calling.
Here you go. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Phone scan. Hello.
What a duty.
Hey, it's Doug.
Get out of here. Hi, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
First of all, I got to say you guys are awesome. You make the ride home wonderful. Thank you guys for what you do every day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I got a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, the Boston Red Sox question.
Yes, go ahead. I'd love to have a Boston Red Sox question.
Question is in regards to Wade Boggs. Number one, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? And number two, does he go in as a Red Sox?
That's a regular sports question. We don't
get out of here. here,
too
please.
Serious.
And I think Wade Boggs ought to be in the Sex Hall of Fame.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes. You are on the air.
Yes. This is the Flemish ambassador calling for Don.
Flemish.
Oh. Ambassador.
Oh, God.
That made me laugh. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hi there.
First of all, I think Clay Aiken needs to teach half of your listeners to not pick up the phone. But I doubt you are because you guys are
hold on. What? Hold on.
Here's
hold
another
on.
One.
Hold on.
Here's another great communicator. I don't know what he was saying.
We didn't understand. Take that from the touch, from the top, Dutch Reagan.
No big deal. It's a bad joke. I said half your listeners need to learn from Clay Aiken because they're retarded. But... anyway,
hold on.
Virginia.
Can I have that one again with a running start, please?
You got it, Rob?
Yeah.
What is it?
Is that the listeners could learn from Clay Aiken because they're retarded.
Oh,
and he's
okay.
Special ed
right.
Teacher.
Yeah, sorry. That wasn't why I called out. But no, I know you guys are in Virginia.
Isn't technically that a joke? Isn't that really
no,
a joke?
No, it wasn't.
Isn't that a disqualification?
I got a question for you.
Have you ever got hung on a painkiller?
I wish.
It's happy
Bye.
Hour.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Didn't care for him.
It's a holiday week.
Yes.
Hello.
Every hour.
Call them again.
Oh, I forgot.
Hi there.
Right.
These three days are like the goofiest shows we do.
Yeah, hello. Come on. You're on the air.
They get progressively goofier.
Yes, they do.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how are you
buddy. Yeah, bud, buddy. it's the all-new Donna Mike show.
Hey, what a little thing.
Yeah, what's up, sir?
My dog Blue, hello.
How are you, sir?
Hey, man. How are you, Frijole?
What?
How you frijole?
That's how have you been.
Oh,
how you been?
God. Oh, you're so stupid.
I know it. I love you guys.
Bilingual pun.
It's the 3 days. I said this to somebody over the weekend.
Yeah.
Listen to these 3 days. You'll hear the goofiest shows of the year.
Makes me want to head south of the border.
Right a little
yeah,
Betty.
Yeah, well, I'm...
Grab on a gun.
Not a badge. Yeah, just keep talking while we're talking, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem.
What is your name?
Roberto.
Now he doesn't say. I asked
now he doesn't
him
speak.
What his name is. Now he doesn't speak.
Roberto.
No, I said Roberto.
Oh, Roberto. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a deal that no one named Roberto wins today.
Oh, what a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No Roberto Monday.
Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Ron.
Oh, Ron, I'm sorry. Anybody whose name starts with R-O cannot win today. It's Roberto and it's Ron.
That's a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Let me guess. Does your name start with R?
I think it begins with a T.
Is this Ross?
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Oh, me want fight. Me want cookie. Me want fight.
What?
Wow. It's begun.
What?
Happy holidays.
It has, and I... perversely love it.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Is this my Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello. Yes.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
This is Robin.
How are you?
Fine, or Rhonda. Or no, that would be R-H,
right.
R-O.
No, my name's Christina.
Ah, it starts with C.
Yes,
and we're to the letter C.
Mm-hmm.
What can we
no,
do?
It starts with the letter K, actually.
How's your brother Christopher?
Okay.
German spelling.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and say how sexy you are.
Ooh, that
right.
Was a breath there.
For you,
I saw
right.
Your picture on the website where you're holding some football trophy thing, and you just look so sexy in it.
Right.
Not a trophy.
Darling?
Uh-huh.
Is there a picture of you holding a trophy?
I don't think on our side. I think on the JFK side, there's a picture of me with the Ravens Super Bowl.
Oh, well, then she needs to go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
And go to the
right.
Store.
That's right.
Listen, you're the last person on this phone scan, darling.
Oh, really? This
yes.
Is, I never get through.
I hate ending it now. It's going so great. But we've got to break. You've got the WWE SmackDown Tough Enough Challenge Pack, complete with a digital... video player.
Wow.
And the DVD collection, The Rise and Fall of ECW.
Cool.
Right. Watch WWE Armageddon Sunday, December 14th. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay. Here you go. That's the phone scan.
That was Christina.
Oh, and, oh, Christina?
Uh-huh.
Are you in the pre-Thanksgiving, whatever it is, mood that everybody's in?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just glad to be off work Thursday and Friday.
There you go.
And right, honey.
A lot of people feel the same way.
All right, baby. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Have a good what?
Thanksgiving.
Didn't she say Wanksgiving?
She sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. You have your mind in the gutter.
No, that's right.
Have a nice Wanksgiving. Okay.
All right, you too. Have a great one.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, my God. Finger.
2 days off. I wonder who's working her corner.
What are you saying?
I'm not a thing, Wanksgiving.
Say it. Say it.
What is she's
it?
A hooker.
No, no, say it. There you go. Hi, Mike.
It's 3 days. These are goofy days.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, it's it's that time. Let me,
We all know what that means.
When I get going, the song goes first.
It's time for Diane Bush and Best Nights with Robin.
I'm having fun.
As his guessing with the minds of folks.
Not that it's not fun talking to you guys every day.
Mike and all round eyes.
But, we're gonna, over the holidays, give Rob and everybody else a chance to call the, sex lines.
Very good.
And, of course, Dolores, which is Rob as a transvestite.
Dolores is the original.
Yeah. Dolores loves cooking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's get ready for some hot Thanksgiving fun.
Hello, stars.
And now, Mike, you already know that, of course, you'll be asking the whores to cook for him.
I know, and, you know, everyone should know that we've done this with so many different people, but this is the original.
That's right.
And this is what started it all. I urge our listening audience to relax and enjoy.
The fun is, Rob is very hard to please.
And may I say, Dolores, that I've seen you in a lot of things, but that is simply stunning.
Well, that old thing, Mike?
No, don't diminish.
That's not a sex line.
What this is like the sexy Pocahontas outfit.
Oh, that, I was wondering. You did look. I love you in Fringe, man.
Thank you so much.
I really do.
This is all real elk.
Kill yourself?
No, but I panned it.
Calling the Dairy Pillows line.
Oh, wonderful.
That used to be a go-to.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, baby.
There she is.
1-900-258.
Okay, so we'll get past the dirty stuff.
258.
Hi, baby.
I've been waiting for your call. Mm. I'm so hot.
We just have to get to the part, and I hope she puts a jacket on. She's so hot.
Well, are you ready to have your every desire?
Take the jacket off.
We have to get to the part yes, that's true, Rob.
That's true.
Right. We have to get to the part where she says, press one to talk to a whore.
That's right.
We're in for one hell of a ride.
And then I just have to tell her she's on the air.
And then it's Dolores and our phone home.
Sponsored by FK Enterprises.
Okay. Come on.
Customer service, please call 1.
FK, everybody was thinking the same thing. Okay. Shut up, everybody.
They do go on. Yeah,
Freddy Burger.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
Frank Kush.
Aware that your call may be monitored for quality purposes. One
Frank
Korshen.
Hi, baby.
Hold on.
Bring it.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
maybe,
Good evening. My name is Alonso. Notice me connection to one of my friends.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Did you have your phone number?
Oh, yeah, sure. You need the last four?
Right. Correct.
Okay, and they are 044. I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, Robbie, I got to do the same
press
thing.
One to go one-on-one.
One-on-one.
Remember to get back.
Hi, baby.
Dolores dials for holiday transvestite.
Holiday.
Oh, good. Maybe we'll be doing some holiday cooking.
Now, remember, let me tell her she's on the air, right? It's a long ring. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Dollface, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
It's hard to say.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what this week is, don't you?
No. Well, Thanksgiving.
Right. You're right there. And you know what? It's sad for me because my life lacks intimacy.
Oh.
So, can you provide it?
I can absolutely.
No, listen.
Delete that out. She's
not funny. About that.
Tell her you're a transvestite.
You see, let me explain. I'm a transvestite.
Hold on. You know, everybody hit the button, so we're not going to be able to hear her now.
Oh,
dear.
Listen to what I have to say.
Tell her to hold on.
I've got
to. Just keep talking to her, Rob. She can't hear our voices. She can hear yours.
Let me explain. I'm an outcast because I am a transvestite.
and I'm a new transvestite, and I've just got this new transvestite outfit.
She said something so dirty, everybody hit the button.
It's like a young Indian princess, and I'm wearing it now, but it's not helping. I know that I should be happy, but I'm not. Isn't there someone that can help me regain the intimacy in my life and make me happy?
The phones still are not on the air.
And the intimacy comes in the form of glazed carrots. Or perhaps yams. Do you know how to make a yam? Don't answer that.
Wait till the phones are back up.
Let me go. I'm brining my turkey. And I want you to help me with my turkey.
Phone is up.
Lady, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. What is your name again?
Terry.
That's right, Terry.
Tell her your name.
My name is Dolores.
Okay, Dolores.
Would you like to hear about my outfit?
I would love to hear about your outfit.
I am wearing a beautiful, I call it the sexy Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
And it is yak leather. And it's form-fitting, and it's nice. It's fringe. It's just long enough so that it covers what it needs to cover if you catch my drift. But it's a mini by all estimates. And it's strapless. There's a lot of fringe. There's some beadwork up front. It's an eagle, really.
Oh.
Pretend you see it. Do you see it?
Absolutely.
How do it look?
It looks very sexy.
That's nice. Okay, and I'm also wearing a headband. And there's one tiny yellow feather in the back of it. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
I love the yellow head feather.
Thank you. Now, let's cook.
Okay.
Do you have a turkey?
Well, not yet.
No. Okay, then go and get the turkey.
All right.
I'll wait.
You're going to wait while I go get a turkey?
Yeah, no. Can you play with me here? I mean, play along, all right?
Okay.
Remember that turkey you have, Terry, the smart girl?
Yeah, I have that. I forgot about.
Okay.
Tell her again, you're a transvestite.
You have to understand why we need the turkey. Terry, are you seated?
I'm seated.
Sit down. And listen, I'm an outcast, right?
You don't like it when you laugh.
I don't need you laughing.
I won't laugh.
Yeah, okay, promise me this.
I promise.
No laughter.
No laughter.
It's sad. Thanksgiving is sad.
Okay.
The parade is sad.
Being a transvestite.
The football is sad. The dog show is sad. And being a transvestite is sad.
I understand that.
Okay, it sounds like there's laughter in your voice, but I know there isn't because you promised.
There would be no laughter at you. The laughter would be at the dog show, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Are you going to watch the dog show?
No.
Typical. Okay. Go. Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
You are.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, no. We need to all take a deep breath for me and not laugh. We're going to play a new game, a new phone game called Not Laugh Terry.
Okay,
now. Tell me about the turkey.
Well, it's a small turkey.
How big? I need a weight. Like pounds?
Never bought a turkey before. 7 pounds. 7 pound turkey.
That's a chicken.
Okay. Wrong.
Sorry, not laughing.
Like
okay.
A Cornish game hen.
We need like 15 pounds.
Okay.
Well, you're laughing. You're laughing.
Not
you're
laughing.
Laughing. You're
I'm
laughing.
Very serious.
You're laughing. You're laughing at me.
I'm very serious.
Why must you laugh at my inadequacies?
I would never.
Why? Answer me.
We have.
Why?
You better tell her to ask you to be a. Tell her you're a pretty girl.
All right. Yes. Set the turkey aside. All right.
Okay. I love
and
this
wash,
part.
Wash your hands because it's got turkey juice on it. Now, you need to tell me what I need to hear at this, the most festive time of year and the time when my life lacks the intimacy. I need you to tell me I'm a pretty girl.
You're very pretty.
No, go on.
You're a very pretty girl.
More.
I hope he has her slice something.
Yeah. More.
Again.
And a little feather in your hair.
Okay, now we're cooking. And speaking of cooking,
thank you.
What is turkey without homemade dressing?
How do you make it, Dolores?
So what we need you to do is go to the fridge.
Okay.
Go there.
I'm going.
Okay, open it up.
They say it's going to be an onion.
What do you see? Yeah.
Might be a tomato.
The ingredients.
Okay, what's the most important ingredient to a good homemade dressing?
God,
that's right, a white onion.
That's it, yes.
That's right. I want you to get out an onion. Not too big, not too small, like a medium-sized onion.
Okay, I have a medium-sized onion.
Excellent. Who's the pretty girl?
Oh, you're the pretty girl.
All right, what am I wearing?
A nice Pocahontas outfit.
What's my name?
Oh, God.
You forgot.
I've been so busy thinking about the turkey.
This is not the best phone experience I've ever had. You know what this lacks?
What?
Intimacy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been the turkey.
No, you're dim. That's your problem. You're dim.
Tell me your name is Dolores.
My name is
Duh. Stay with me. Duh. Duh. What?
Dolores.
That's right.
Yes. It's like a
okay, song. Now get a knife.
Okay, I have a knife.
Describe your knife.
It's a sharp knife, like a butcher knife.
It is like a butcher. That's the wrong knife. I need you to get a chopping knife.
A chopping knife.
That's right. Tell me when you have the chopping knife. I'll wait.
I have the chopping
excellent. Knife. I want you to have the onion, then have it.
Again.
And then have again.
Have the onion.
And then have.
And have it.
And then have again.
And have it again.
How many chunks of onion do you have now?
8 chunks of onion.
That's right. That's very good. Now I want you to peel the onion.
You have me now.
Peel the onion.
Okay, now.
She's doing the math.
Now chop, chop, chop. You like to chop, chop, chop. Who's a pretty girl?
You're the pretty girl.
What's my name? Chop, chop, chop. That's right. What am I wearing?
A sexy Pocahontas outfit.
And what kind of shoes?
You never told me what kind of shoes.
Again, what do you fantasize I'm wearing?
Moccasins.
Chop, chop, chop. Not moccasins. No, no, no.
High heels?
Chop, chop, chop. That's right. How high?
Very high.
Chop, chop, chop.
Stiletto.
That's right. Stiletto. 14-inch heels.
Goodness.
Well, 7 each. Just a pair of them.
Gotcha.
All right. And how is the onion?
The onion is chopped.
Put it in the hot skillet.
I'm putting it in the hot skillet.
And let me hear it sizzle.
It's sizzling.
Let me hear. Create the sound of sizzling with your mouth. Make the sizzle sound. Let's hear it. Go.
It's sizzling.
She's good and dumb.
That's good. Okay, now what else do we need?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. For stuffing, some kind of bread product.
No, not before the celery. Back to the fridge.
Okay, going into the refrigerator.
Open it up.
Opening it up.
Need 6 stalks and chop, chop, chop.
Okay. I've got 6 stalks of celery.
Right, and chop. And I want you to have, then have, then have, and then have again. How many chunks do you have?
16.
No, because you started with 6. So you have 96. Am I right?
Okay, 96.
We got to go to buzzing.
Okay, so what we need to do now is cook, cook, cook. Let's hear you cook.
I'm cooking.
And sing the cooking song.
I don't know the cooking song.
Make up the cooking song and sing
it. Cooking.
No, louder. Faster, louder.
Cooking. That's
stir, stir, stir. I'm dissatisfied. I lack intimacy, and I must send you on your way. So good day.
Bye-bye.
No, this has been not any good.
All right.
Do you want to save this in any way? Make a last-ditch effort. Really talk me into it.
Oh, ho.
Well, I'm really concerned about the turkey. What are we going to do with the turkey?
You're a dim one. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Ho, 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 ho. You stupid. Ho.
Uh-huh.
Ha, ha. You're laughing.
Yeah,
you think it's funny. Wait till the operation, then you'll see. I'll show them all.
How you get out of this girl.
You'll be a very pretty girl.
I will be a very pretty girl, and what's my name?
Dolores.
Dolores.
That's right, and what's my last name?
Yeah, that I never knew.
Yes.
Warren.
Meth.
What?
Meth.
That is right. That's amazing that you would get that right.
Look
Dolores.
That. I just pulled that out of a hat.
Yeah, what kind of hat?
Big top hat.
Put it on.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Put the hat on, baby. Now we're talking. It's hat time.
I got better now.
Oh, bravo. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Good day. And bye then.
Bravo.
Bye-bye.
And bye.
She's still on
bye.
I need you to hang up with your top hat, looking like a Monopoly man.
Hang up. You got
to
hang up.
Oh, is that we're going to play this game? Oh.
No, I literally cannot hang up.
Literally, you can?
Literally cannot hang up.
Well, I figuratively cannot hang up.
Then give
the
last
word. We're figuratively stuck here for a while.
Okay, well, I then give you the last word. Tell me something that you want me to remember over this hollow day.
Remember...
Thank you very much.
In a world where owning a radio
Bravo.
Was strictly forbidden,
well done,
one man
yeah.
found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh,
he made it up.
I literally can't hang up.
What a great whore. And she said something that was so funny at the beginning that we had to delete out.
Yeah, that was great.
That if Rob was hungry, she had something he could eat.
That's exactly. We can't repeat it.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, what? Although I bet you could get a lot of stuffing in it.
Oh, God. Oh.
In the turkey.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, the Condoleezza kiss controversy and all the president's women.
Oh, got you. See you at the Gap.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
What's up with that?
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Sounded good. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I know the holidays are coming when It's a Wonderful Life is on 50 cable stations. Cookies keep coming into the office, and there's a present exchange every other day.
The one thing that I really enjoy about the holidays is talking to everyone that I haven't spoken to since last year. And if you load up on OnStar personal calling minutes, you can wish your happy... You can wish your family a happy holiday without even picking up a phone, which is so good.
We're not reading a script. I just want to say that we're ad-libbing this right now.
Absolutely.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
It enables you to stay connected to those you need to talk to, even in cities and states where legislation doesn't allow you to use your handheld while driving. Give me the gold star for this read.
Prepaid minute packages start under $15. You're not bound by a separate contract. I use OnStar to call 1-900 Dairy Pillows.
That's a wonderful name to call. And your hands are free.
Of course, in addition to OnStar personal calling, OnStar also gives you the security of driving safe. If you get in a collision, OnStar will make sure you're okay. For information,
that's appropriate,
go to OnStar.com.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, for Buzz's News. A Buzz brought to you tonight by DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah, go to the store.
I'm there right now, Mike.
All right, you going to get the jacket?
Just in time for Christmas. Don and Mike ladies, V-neck tee, pink golf shirts, heavyweight lees, snip sweatshirts, baseball caps. www.dynamitewebsite.com.
You mentioned already they go up to 3XL, but do you have anything small enough for Buzz?
Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Do you?
As a matter of fact,
he can wear the petite ladies' tee. It right. Might be a little big on him.
Look at this right now. What does it say?
He's awful chesty.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike ladies' V-neck tee. Let me see, Buzz. Ladies' V-neck tee, much more flattering than the ordinary crew neck.
That's what I'm looking for.
100% combined cotton in a baby rib knit.
Oh, I love that.
Makes it soft against your skin.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Here we go.
Best of all, it has the Don and Mike logo embroidered proudly front and center.
It is good. Yeah.
Let me see. Size, extra large, large, medium, small. Sorry, Buzz. Not small enough.
No petites?
No petite.
What a shame. I got the small, have it taken up.
NPA, no petites available.
Back to your tailor.
Yes. And now, here is Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
This is Taylor.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike. USA Today perhaps did the best job of summing up the events of last week with its headline, "Is There Too Much Kissing Going On at the White House?" America's newspaper wasn't just talking about the two affectionate kisses the president planted on the cheek of Secretary of State nominee Condoleezza Rice.
Baby.
No, it was also referring to the kiss on the lips Bush gave to his choice for education secretary.
This is like where we are now in this country.
Margaret Spelling.
This is a racy story. This is what people are talking about. Oh, he kissed her on the lips, you know. PFD.
Exactly. But you don't want the real news.
What's the real news?
No. He's kissing Cheney.
The day-to-day stuff.
Now I'm listening. The Washington Post wrote that these kisses were much discussed in Washington. It has been written in the press that many Americans saw the kisses more as personal than professional.
You know, I wish the press would stop this one angle about not only this story, but all stories. We live in D.C. We do the show from D.C.
Right.
Trust me. People, and I know, but you're just
I mean, like on Capitol Hill when I say.
I know, but even on Capitol Hill.
Nobody's talking about this.
People aren't talking about it. It's not like, and that's.
Ooh, he kissed her. He kissed her in a ceremony. So congratulations.
That's a great fallacy that people think you live in Washington. Uh-huh. You must talk politics all the time.
Right.
Nobody does.
No, the real people don't. No.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. Right. The real people.
That's true.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he did kiss her on the lips.
Yes, he did.
But there was no tongue. Not this time. But we
could have got his. There's room enough to get your tongue in that space between her teeth.
He didn't even kiss her on the mouth. He kissed the other one.
I know he kissed the other one on the mouth, the other girl. But he could have kissed Condoleezza Rice on the mouth.
A little tongue floss?
That's
The president has several more positions to fill, so mothers, lock up your daughters. While this may not be, this is not considered by any stretch a formal announcement, Senator John McCain wants you to know he has not ruled out running for president in 2008.
Did he fondle either of the women while he kissed them?
Bush, not that we can see in the photographs.
There was no petting?
Not that we could see in the pictures, just the lips kiss with Margaret Spelling. Well, just within his own party, John McCain would likely be up against Rudy Giuliani and Colin Powell in that contest. The popular Republican was a strong but unsuccessful alternative to George W. Bush in this year's race. McCain told Meet the Press yesterday he would not likely say whether he will or won't run for at least two more years.
Ain't this great about America? I mean, the election was less than a month ago.
Right. Yeah, they're already starting to talk about the next one.
They were starting it the night after the election already.
McCain says he won't make any kind of real announcement one way or another for another couple of years, but at this rate, it appears he will keep us posted. One guy's already committed to run, Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel. Yes, here we go again.
Ah, delightful.
There is perhaps nothing more lovely, humbling, or hopeful than a church full of candles at Christmas. Of course, it could kill you. A new study out of health-conscious Amsterdam says all those candles and all that incense give off dangerous levels of cancer-causing particles. They say it's about 20, 25 times the level of carcinogenic particles you'd find along a busy street or highway.
Good heavens, no.
One researcher tried not to alarm people. Quoting him, "These levels were so unbelievably high, we thought we should report it to the public," end quote. He says people who work in churches should be particularly concerned, like this man.
I don't think he works in a church.
Everywhere he goes is his church. With his trusty altar boy.
Forgive me, Father.
I'd be willing to guess the next time he goes to church, it'll be laying down.
And he might be the guest of honor.
I want display.
Look at it.
Look at me. Forgive me, Father, for I have done a bad radio show for the last 10 years.
Time to go visit my sainted mother.
I look natural.
Figuring people are finally desensitized.
Quick. Come over here. Where's the shoe polish? Yes. Put it on my mustache.
One last little dabble, do you?
On my mustache, in my BMW.
Take off my fighting ring. Give it to someone close.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with BMW.
And we're back with my pack of lies.
Well, figuring people are finally desensitized to the killing of a president 41 years ago, there's a new video game out recreating the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And JFK Reloaded is out just in time for the holidays. It's despicable, quoting a spokesman for Senator Ted Kennedy. But the game maker says he has nothing but respect for the memory of JFK. And
I love that when they come out and they do that.
Yeah.
Quoting him, "We believe the only thing we're exploiting is new technology." The game supports the lone gunman explanation of the killing and gives players a chance to prove it for themselves. The game follows the bullet's path through the president's body with an option of seeing or not seeing the blood.
How about a video game to shoot WJFK? Not the president at the radio station we work at.
How about a video game to shoot the guy that invented that video game?
So long as it's only to exploit the technology.
With the blood.
From our Had to Happen Sometime department, someone has been sent to jail because of their cell phone ringing. A 17-year-old girl is doing 21 days for contempt of court because her phone rang while she was facing a judge on drug charges.
And this is what it sounded like.
Jail door.
Someone's phone had already rung once, and the judge had already threatened to jail for contempt the next person whose phone rang. It just happened to be the defendant's. Quoting her, "I thought I had it turned off." "Right," said the judge. "You've been playing with it all morning. Sayonara." And the judge isn't even Japanese.
All right, good. I like that.
The good.
What do you mean? Oh, excuse me. Is that your cell phone?
That's Japanese cell phone.
I am not Japanese.
Very small.
That is my cell phone. My tiny, tiny Zoolander cell phone.
Hello.
Hold on, my other line is ringing.
Oh, sayonara.
Hold on. Hello, Judge.
Judge.
Judge Julie.
You'll stop it now. I'll find you in contempt.
Oh, it's easier to do it, Rudge Rudy.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Rudge Rudy.
Rudge Rudy. Cell phone put you behind bar. Yeah, need a cell phone. Big gong.
Maybe it's a judge of Mills Rain.
That's a bell ringing.
The good news is there's a new kind of freedom to be had.
What's that?
Flying in the nude. The bad news, the seat cushion doubles as a flotation device.
Gross.
A new airline called Naked Air has announced its maiden voyage for next spring. On May 3rd, nudists rounded up by castaway travel will board a flight for Cancun.
After a week at the all-adult, all-nude El Dorado Spa and Resort, they'll fly back
again
in the nude. The agency says the chartered jet will carry 175 people on, quote, a first-come, first-served basis.
What do they do when they get to the airport?
They're dressed. It's a half an hour into the flight. Everybody gets naked.
Hi, welcome to Naked Air. Here's your pack. Nuts. Here's your bag of nuts.
Oh, I dropped one.
All-inclusive price per person, $500.
Oh, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Well, that means there'll be some of those people like the nudists that have been on this show.
That's right.
That's so gross.
I know it really wouldn't matter. I mean, at this point, I'm thinking if the plane was to take a dive and they said, we're going to hit water now, turn your seat cushion into a flotation device.
Yeah.
If you had been sitting there with your bare rear, you know, at that point, you really have to think, what's more important?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to maybe die in this plane wreck, or am I going to get in the water and put my face...
Right, where my butt was.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Think about that the next time you ask for a pillow.
Last 10 seconds of the flight, and all you do is smell root beer. It's not a pillow.
Not everyone has heard of the bag of flour trick. A new study says being too fat can ruin your sex life. That's our story when we come back.
Okay, and you're going to have to hit me to this trick. I know not this.
I'll tell you during the
flour
break.
Trick you're speaking of, but it's crazy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Always immense in thoughts. The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of things here. First, Buzz, you explain to me.
Uh-huh.
The flower thing.
Oh, good.
I get jokes. Tomorrow on the show, Dan Aykroyd will be on.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Also from the NFL on Fox. J.B. James Brown will be on tomorrow, and we're giving away TiVo with the one-year TiVo guarantee. They pay for it for a year.
Wonderful.
And I wanted to mention, we talked about the fight, the Pistons fight, the Pistons and the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Ron Artest that I forgot to mention earlier today, he's crazy always. You know that he's had problems before in the league.
But six suspensions, something like that?
Yeah, and he wanted to quit to make a rap album. One of the facts...
Promote it.
Yeah, one of the facts about him that's not being publicized a lot is that when he was a rookie, I'm sure with the Chicago Bulls, that in the off season he applied... You look like Napoleon.
Because I'm holding in inside. I'm sorry.
Because you have your hand.
I know.
You have your hand inside your shirt.
You know like, why.
Okay. Well, stop it. What are you, lactating? Or what?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's that time.
So the deal is that he goes to Circuit City.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's a rookie with the Bulls. He's got millions of dollars in contract.
Right.
He goes to Circuit City to apply for a job.
Huh.
The reason he applied for the job was because he heard that Circuit City employees get a discount. And when they asked him for a reference, he put down Jerry Reinsdorf, who's the owner of the Chicago Bulls.
Wow.
Okay?
So did he get the job?
No, he didn't get it, but it's just more proof
that he's out of his mind.
That Ron Artest really is just friggin' nuts.
That's incredible.
You know, and
did he do it as a goof?
No!
He's just nuts.
No, he did it seriously.
Wow.
And the other thing that I don't think we mentioned about the fight, whether you think fans are right or wrong or the players are right or wrong, what a jerk move for Ron Artest to just go lay on the scorer's table while all that stuff was going on. That's how the beer got thrown on him in the first place, because he was just laying on the scorer's table while the stuff was going on with Ben Wallace
trying to do another melodramatic move, which they, which the Pacers players. That move, I think, was really one of the reasons that the fans kind of got incited the first time, but it still shouldn't have been thrown on him. But then, you know, he had to get the suspension because he's the guy that started it.
You know, the problem is...
And I'm not saying started the fight. He's the guy that started the whole thing with the fans.
The problem with that is that, like everybody, I think I feel the same way. When I first saw it Saturday morning, and I mentioned this, I was shocked. My kid called me up and said, did you see this? And this is one of the few times, really, when I felt like an old man talking to a kid. Because Bart said, hey, Dad, did you see that fight? What did you think? And I said, his first reaction after I'd seen all of it, I said, I'm sickened. I said, it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. He said, Dad, it was crazy. It was like, did you see that? And I said, Bart, it's man at his worst.
It is.
It's the idiot fans. It's the idiot players. It's everything that's wrong.
With no regard for anybody in there that are, you know, the people that can really get hurt, the older people, the kids, and then the kids sobbing. I mean, that one kid, that picture of that one kid sobbing is what got me.
My point is that what went from Saturday morning, my first thought was, this is awful. This, like, hurts my heart. Mm-hmm. To where, after you see it then 8,000 times,
right,
and you read about it in the paper,
then you become a juror.
That you get, no, I'm past that. You get to the point where we come in on Monday. What's the first thing we did? We made jokes about going out and finding our listeners and beating the crap out of them.
That's what we do, though.
Yeah, you don't laugh, you cry.
I know it's what everybody does.
Well, the serious statement is, and I think we both said it too. I think we agreed on it this time, and suspend all of those guys that were involved in that. Mm-hmm. You go into the stands, you hit a fan, that's it.
And I think, besides the many civil actions that will take place, the Pistons also made one other announcement today that I thought was nuts, that they said they're going to go through the videotape, mm-hmm, and any fan that they can find who was doing something illegal, throwing something, punching, they will look in to taking back their season ticket.
Wow. Yeah,
way to lay down the law, Detroit.
Boy, that's what a scary penalty that is.
Way to lay down the law. And then last night, I found myself, even though Indiana had most of the guys that jumped into the stands and mm-hmm the guys that got the heaviest penalties, I found myself feeling bad for Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, halftime of the Packers game, I'm flipping around, and I say, oh, I got the NBA channels. Mm-hmm. So, oh, the Pacers are on. The Pacers have seven guys
playing.
Seven total.
Because they sat down even before the suspension, sat down, the principals and that.
So they've got, maybe they had eight guys, I'm not sure, but whatever. The point is, they've got five guys that can play.
Right.
Those guys foul out, they've got two or three guys. If those guys foul out,
they're screwed.
Then it's like 5-on-3.
Do you think this does send any kind of message to the players? I don't.
I don't think they get it. No.
I mean, I think a 30-day suspension and then even a year-long suspension, you know what would send a message? You blew it, buddy. We're making an example of you, and there's your career.
I don't know. I don't even know, because Latrell Sprewell choked his coach out a couple of years ago.
And they gave him 68 games, something like that.
He came back, okay. I don't know. Let me just say this in closing. Buzz?
Yes.
Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. Indiana wants me.
This isn't going to change anything.
No, it's not.
It's unfortunate, but it's not.
No, it's not. But let's stop ragging on England all the time with the stuff they do at Manchester United.
Yeah.
We were just bad.
We're hooliganism, Don. I love that word. Okay. It's hooliganism.
We're just as bad.
But we can still make fun of them for other things.
Oh, yes, like their teeth.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely, their teeth.
Thank goodness we got that clear.
A new study says being too fat can ruin your sex life.
Hard.
Must be whack.
The Duke University study says obese people can have 25 times as many problems with love making compared to people who weigh what they're supposed to.
Why this is screwed up?
Why?
As I mentioned to Dave Price earlier, mm-hmm, I've lost 80 pounds.
You have. Naturally.
I'm not getting anything.
It's not helping.
No, I'm getting the same amount as when I was big, sloppy fat.
Many of the overweight people surveyed said they just avoid SEX altogether these days.
I don't bother anymore.
The dietitians say there are two shapes of obese people, apple-shaped and pear-shaped.
Cut a limon.
Of these, they say the apple-shaped people have the most problems, health problems and otherwise.
Cut a limon.
And finally...
Why does that make me laugh? Cut a limon.
A California...
Because it's mean.
A California,
mean.
A California DMV worker has been arrested for allegedly fondling teenaged girls while they took their driving tests. 37-year-old Calvin faces 14 counts concerning 7 girls between the ages of 16 and 18. Calvin is out on bail now.
What's his last name?
Cat. Calvin Cat. Calvin gave his tests between the months of June and September of this year. Several of the girls now say they would like to learn how to drive an automatic transmission. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's it. Well, we'll be back with more lectures and more comedy tomorrow.
Were we lecturing today?
Well, I think I was a little bit there at the end about the basketball fight.
Hey, we had to say something about it, right?
What the hell? If we don't, we leave tonight, we'll just start punching people out as
That's
we
right.
leave.
Absolutely.
We're no better than them. I take it back. We are.
Yeah, also, take the alcohol out of sports, all right?
See, this is why you're a funny man.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking my bottle of wine home.
Mike, just get it out of sports as he gets a gigantic bottle of booze.
There we go.
We got to go. Ron and Fez are coming up next on WJFK on Live 105 and in Tampa Bay on The Buzz. We see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. I say good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Say good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
A giant bottle of alcohol.
Glug, glug.
And you.
What do you think? Apple shaped or pear shaped?
Bacardi Limon.
We will see.
I need more ice.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.